the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. 41-year-old Teresa Lewis was put to death last night by the Commonwealth of Virginia, the first woman to die by capital punishment in the U.S. in 5 years. Larry Traylor with the Virginia Department of Corrections.
Death was pronounced at 9:13 p.m. There were no complications. Ms. Lewis did make a last statement. She said, "I just want Kathy to know I love her, and I'm very sorry."
Lewis was sentenced to death for conspiring with two men to kill her husband and stepson to collect on a $250,000 insurance policy. The two trigger men got life in prison. Lewis's final statement was directed at her stepdaughter, who witnessed the execution. A woman who shot three relatives to death at her Seattle home yesterday before killing herself was a grandmother who targeted her son-in-law and two granddaughters, then wounded her daughter. Deputy Seattle Police Chief Jim Pugel says the shooter's husband ran into the house in the middle of it.
"We heard two more shots being fired. He ran from the house and told us that there were several people shot inside and that she apparently had shot herself."
More rain today in parts of the western Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota could trigger another round of flooding. Some towns are reeling from flash floods sparked by yesterday's downpours. Billy Quist in Pipestone, Minnesota, looking at water at his doorstep.
"My wife right now is just beside herself. She said, I have to leave. She said, I can't watch this ruin my house again, you know. It's just, what do you do? You know, what do you do?"
Hundreds of homes have been evacuated in the small city of Arcadia, about 100 miles southeast of Minneapolis.
Lady of Spain.
Eddie Fisher, who sold millions of records in the 1950s, but is best remembered for his marriages to Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor, has died at 82. He suffered complications from a broken hip. This is ABC News.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
"Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?"
"Maybe. But when we compare Progressive direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds."
"Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?"
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
"I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning."
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
The Justice Department is asking the federal judge who ruled against the ban on openly gay service members to limit her ruling so that the policy can stay in place for now. More from ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
With the federal judge who already ruled the law unconstitutional set to impose an injunction, the administration has asked her not to issue a blanket order blocking Don't Ask, Don't Tell worldwide. But Justice Department lawyers have not revealed whether they intend to appeal the case. A White House statement says the president remains committed to overturning the ban on openly gay service members and that the Justice Department is doing what it traditionally does when acts of Congress are challenged.
The University of Illinois has denied 60s radical William Ayers emeritus faculty status. The decision came after trustees chairman Christopher Kennedy noted that Ayers dedicated a book to, among others, the man who killed Kennedy's father, Robert Kennedy. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
"I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all."
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to CC's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal.
Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. This is Jason Toll, sales consultant with Allen Honda. With the school year just kicking off, Honda has really stepped up to the plate with low lease payments. Lease a 2010 Civic VP with zero money down, zero security deposit, zero acquisition fee, and zero first monthly payment. That's right, Brazos Valley. Zero first monthly payment for $199 per month. Or lease a 2010 Accord LX for $249 per month with zero due at signing. Mention this ad to me, Jason Toll, and receive 2-year free maintenance on your new purchase or lease. And always remember, Allen's got your Honda.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Brazos Family Special Holiday Issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events. Plus, you'll find great ways to save money on holiday gifts and tips on keeping your child safe and healthy through the holidays. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 72 degrees right now at the studios, 92 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving will remain legal in College Station where allowed outside of school zones, but city council wants the practice to stop. Councilman Dennis Maloney was among those calling for state and or federal bans.
You know, I started wearing a safety belt long before it became the law. And I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But I realized, seeing that people getting killed, that probably I would be wise to do that. And I think now I've gotten to the point now I'm not answering the cell phone when I'm on the, you know, when I'm driving the car. I'm just not doing it. Forget about it. So, I cannot burden my police officers with this at this point. This is something that the state has to solve.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who called for the citywide ban, disagreed on waiting.
But what I would implore the council to consider is perhaps if we do wait for the Texas legislator to finally do something and see the issue that is here and the problems that arise with texting and driving and phone use while driving. If they don't decide to pass something, I think we still need to look to ourselves for some leadership here and do something because this is only going to get worse.
The National League of Cities and the Texas Municipal League will be contacted, among others, calling on lawmakers in Washington and Austin to enact bans. A little levity opened the quarterly meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Delivering the invocation, Ross Pines of the Corps of Cadets made a reference to state budget cuts.
And we also ask for a little bit of your patience and understanding with our friends over in Austin, for they know not what they do. Amen.
Chancellor Mike McKinney says system officials have made their first budget presentation to the Legislative Budget Board staff.
They were brief, to the point, and accurate, and there was no whining. We made the point that the cuts are not without pain, but that we understood what our job was, and that was to carry on and to do the best that we could do. And that we weren't going to close any universities and we weren't going to close any agencies. We would, in fact, do what we needed to do to continue.
McKinney told Regents instead of waiting for the state to give more money, the system will get out and grow their way out of the budget crisis. Bryan police were called to a bar near Coulter Field Wednesday night where the owner was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication.
The best lesson to be learned here is alcohol and firearms don't usually mix very well.
Officer John Agnew says 44-year-old David Wayne Thompson of the Flying W Bar went across the street and confronted a man accusing him of stalking his daughter. The victim, who picks up repossessed vehicles, found one in the bar's parking lot but was waiting across the street because of a crowd gathered outside. The victim said Thompson approached him with a handgun, which was pointed at the ground during the entire confrontation. Police found a 9mm pistol in Thompson's truck. He told officers he'd drunk 5 or 6 beers, and he was a commissioned peace officer from Robertson County.
Being a commissioned peace officer, you know, whether we're on duty or off duty, we are still held to, you know, high standards. And really the question is was the officer on duty at the time when the weapon was displayed? And when we look at this situation by itself, you know, the commissioned peace officer was off duty at the time, and so the officers acted accordingly as if they were addressing a normal citizen.
Thompson was released from jail after posting bond. And if Vice President Joe Biden isn't your cup of tea, there might be a political rally for you this weekend. The Wise Up, Rise Up Conservative Victory Rally is Saturday at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Brazos County Republican Party Chairman Paul Rieger says organizers intend to reclaim traditional American values and themes.
We will have
about six central planks that will be presented, and that's what our speakers will be focused on. Number one will be repeal of Obamacare. Number two will be securing the borders and enforcing immigration law. Number three, it's termed capitalism, not socialism. Number four, again, to private business folks, you'll hear outstanding speakers on the private sector. Number five is going to be on a very salient issue, stop borrowing money. Six will be another issue that is built upon a false premise that we want to stop cap and trade.
The rally is Saturday evening at 5. For a list of speakers and additional information, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 72 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 612. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket full of information about businesses. Get your message there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we stay partly sunny. There may be a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, but there'll be few and far between. High temperature right around 90 once again. Tonight, middle 70s with a few clouds. Now, for the weekend, intervals of clouds and sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. And we'll gradually have an increasing chance of getting a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during this weekend. Temperatures tomorrow, 85 to 90, mid-70s at night, and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not going to talk a lick about college or Aggie football today because they don't play till Thursday. So what are we going to talk about? High school football, because the district wars start tonight in District 12-5A and 26-4A for the Rudder Rangers. We'll talk about that. A little bit of volleyball and soccer, too, and NFL and more. All that coming up in sports.
Nice job, Rangers. Nice job.
LA.
Yep.
Dropped
nice
the
job.
First one.
Yeah, they did.
Trying hard to steal defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, that's it.
They'll do it.
So now, are you tired or you have a throat thing happening?
I got a little throaty thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I sound better than I did an hour and a half ago.
Okay, well, at least you're not having to do anything Saturday. Okay.
True. Yeah, but I got to do something tonight, which is far more involved than my Saturday gig.
Have to go to Killeenville, huh?
Yeah, beautiful Buckley.
Yeah, that'll be great. And one of the great nicknames in high school football comes to
you betcha.
Bryan, Texas,
the Merrill Green Stadium, the Hippos.
Do you think they have? Do they have a mascot? I wonder. And
they have to have one.
I mean, but you know, one that dresses. You know,
one can only hope. I'm picturing male and female hippos. Uh-huh. I think if you're the hippos, you've got to have a hippo in a skirt.
That's
out there.
Right. And will be pink?
Well, and the thing
they're orange.
Yeah, they're
orange
they're
hippo.
Yeah, they're orange and white.
No, they might wear an orange outfit. They could have the little vest that won't quite button because of the portliness of the see, and that's another thing.
Do you know do you know the story behind how they got their nickname?
No, I don't know the hippo story.
Long time
way
ago.
Way back in the misty past.
Yes. There was a circus that came through Williamson County.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And a hippo escaped from the train.
Really?
Because if you go through Hutto, the trains are the tracks are right there along Highway 79. Was there just last week or 2 weeks ago.
All the way to Round Rock,
And a hippo escaped and was never recovered, or at least was rumored to have never been recovered, and hence was born the Hutto Hippos.
I'll be darned. I bet that story will be retold tonight during a lull in the game.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Sure.
Do they have a bonfire ahead of time where they all sit around and talk about the last hippo trip? Or,
you know, ooh. We'll march in behind the band.
Yeah, that's it. Wow. So, I mean, there was a lonely old hippo who died alone out somewhere in the marshland of Williamson County? Is that
Yeah, it's probably where some subdivision is now.
Is there a hippo grave somewhere?
Excuse me, if there's anything in Hutto.
Huppo?
Huppo. It's almost a subdivision. Except for that guy who's got that acre of... hay right there by the subdivision. That's, hey, that's not worth any money.
The interesting thing about Hutto is you drive through and they still have, I mean, you can tell how tiny Hutto used to be.
Yeah.
Because right there, just off Highway 79, is old downtown Hutto.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is quaint, my friend.
Yeah.
Truly it's smaller than downtown Calvert.
Truly a town in transition.
Yeah. Well, I've got niece and nephews that live in Hutto, so I go there fairly often. And they live just about two blocks from the high school. And it's... You know, it's built up. You know, there's lots of...
It's built up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of fancy little neighborhoods in there.
Done been some folks moved in. Anyway, so they're coming to our place. So.
They're coming to Green.
That's fine. Yeah. And the other two teams are out of town. So the so-called toilet paper bandit has pled guilty to attempted robbery in Lincoln. Sentencing is set for
Nebraska?
Next month. Uh-huh. Not Lincoln,
is there a football
Texas.
Player missing?
Yeah, 29-year-old Joshua Nelson of Lincoln. Nelson made his plea Wednesday in Lincoln County District Court. Police said that Mr. Nelson concealed his face by swathing himself in toilet paper before he walked in to rob a convenience store armed with a knife. Nobody hurt in the robbery. And
kind of walking in looking like the Elephant Man, wouldn't he?
Well, so yeah, and of course, as happens, you know, there are cameras there, but and apparently, probably if you go out on YouTube, you'll find a picture of a guy who's got his face covered in layer upon layer of Charmin. You wonder if it's scented or not. Don't know if it's one ply, two ply, or the magical three ply.
They've quit putting scents in toilet paper.
Oh, have they quit
they?
Doing it? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't bought
it. It's hard to find.
Yeah,
scented, really?
Scented stuff, yeah.
Wait, Tom, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
What?
It's very disturbing.
Yeah, I did.
I stopped buying scented toilet paper.
No, you made it sound like you hadn't bought toilet paper in years.
Yeah, no, I have.
Oh, okay.
And again, see, you're not...
Yeah, he does that Sam's thing.
You're really? Too... Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
John Wayne toilet paper.
You are too young, possibly, to remember this, but Tom would, that, for a long time, to match the decor of your bathroom, there was colored toilet paper.
Oh, I remember that.
Is there still not?
I don't believe
No, I remember. I remember when I was, and you're right. I was very young, but I remember seeing blue toilet paper and green and like a peachy orange or something.
Exactly. I think that basically covers it all.
Are there anything with any flowers on it or nothing?
Well, embossments, yes, but I believe we're dealing with white.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Info.
Mation.
If there were only some place we could go, a clearinghouse of information.
Well, you go first.
Yeah, I know. Well, we might be able to find out if that were still the case. We'll let you know.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Pastor R.C. Linton. I pastor here in Navasota, Texas, St. Martinville Baptist Church. I come to encourage us to buy our automobiles from Team Auto here in Navasota.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navasota and get yourself a great deal.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And as a matter of fact, going to justtoiletpaper.com.
Justtoiletpaper.com?
That's what it's called, justtoiletpaper.com. Seven unique colors of soft two-ply tissue. Dermatologist approved, as one would hope.
Yeah.
Your six-pack is $18.95.
That's expensive.
And they are sold out. They got nothing.
Well, you know, if they only made like six packages, yeah.
That could be true, but $18.95 is a bit pricey. Don't think I'd need that. All right, that, now that we've come full circle on that, we can wrap that up.
Yeah, and we know the bad part of dermatologist jobs now, too.
You know,
they just dealt in pimples, you know.
You know, they I wonder if they still have some sort of restriction on underage purchases of TP around Halloween. Times,
you know,
like that.
Not sure about that.
And if all they're doing is TP in houses, yeah, we're in pretty good shape. Yeah. You understand?
So dermatologists tested, do you think they have, like you walk in a room and there's a bunch of dermatologists in cages and they hand them toilet paper? Or how does that work?
Yeah, they jump on them.
Yeah.
And
all right, yeah. Here we go.
All right, happy birthday to you this weekend. If it's yours, it's 24th of September today. Actress Sheila McRae turns 86 years old today. She was a lot of... Yeah, Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway shows.
Gordon's wife.
Yeah, Gordon's wife, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Singer Sonny Turner of the Platters turns 71 years old today. Singer Gary Marsden, that'd be Gary and the Pacemakers, is 68.
Jerry, but that's fine.
Jerry, excuse me. Okay. Yeah, you're right, Jerry. Lou Dobbs, the news anchor guy.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go, is 65 years old today. And Kevin Sorbo, that'd be Hercules, is 52 years old. And Kyle Sullivan from Malcolm in the Middle, if you watch that, turns 22 years old today. And let me see, dead. Oh, my gosh, a lot of dead folks. But that's all we got among the living.
Is Stephanie McMahon only 34? Is that somebody?
Is that Vince's wife?
Is that the daughter? Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Because Vince has got to be pushing 60, right?
Right.
Anyway, Stephanie McMahon of WWE, I got to believe that's the daughter. Rafael Palmeiro.
Used
to be a Texas Ranger.
Oh, is he not anymore?
Okay. No, he doesn't play anymore.
46. Mean Joe Green, did you say him?
No, I didn't.
From North Texas State.
Hey, Mean Joe.
Yeah. Be 64.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers. Iron Curtain guy.
Yeah. Joe Kennedy, the congressman. He's got a birthday. And Alan Combs.
Oh.
Our buddy.
Our own Alan Combs.
That's it.
When he gets here, we'll wish him happy birthday.
That's right. He's 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't normally talk about people who have passed, but there is a foursome of those. Jim McKay's birthday would have been today. Jim Henson's birthday would have been today. Linda McCartney and Phil Hartman. All would have shared birthdays today. So there you go on that. Coming up tomorrow, Barbara Wawa turns 81 years old.
Really?
Tomorrow, yeah. 81.
What kind of a tree are you?
Old.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of rings.
Wrinkled bark. Yeah, lots of rings. Yeah, lots of rings.
Michael Douglas will be 66 years old tomorrow. Cheryl Teagues. She's the one that, does that those workout commercials with Navasota Boy, right?
No, that's Christy Brinkley.
That's Christy Brinkley. I get them confused, too. I'm sorry, and I did just now, as a matter of fact. 63. Mark Hamill, that would be Luke Skywalker, of 59 years old. Heather Locklear.
And after all these years, remains so.
Oh, yeah. And she's 49.
Huh?
Yeah, a year away from the big 5-0. Scottie Pippen, former basketball guy with the Bulls, is 45 years old. Will Smith, the actor, turns 42 years old. And it's a birthday marriage tomorrow. We told you Michael Douglas is 66. And wife Catherine Zeta-Jones is 41 years old tomorrow.
25 if you want to do the math. Okay.
25 difference. Okay.
Look at it this way. If that ever happens to me, then my future wife is... nine. She's nine today. So when I go to pick up my daughter who's in the second grade, I'll look for her in the third grade today and say, how you doing? Yeah, that ain't creepy at all, is it?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just a little bit more than a ton of creepy. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
coming up on Sunday, Jack LaLanne. How old do you think Jack LaLanne is?
107.
Yeah. No, 96.
Really?
96 years old.
Closer than you might have thought.
Yeah.
I hope he's got somebody to clean that juicer out for him. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody's got to rinse that thing
out.
Yikes.
That's right. I'm sure he shuffles over and cleans out his juicer.
Yeah, I got to clean the juicer out again.
Yeah. That has a whole new meaning for a guy 96, too. Yeah. Kent McCord, who, you know, we still, 50 years later, say all he was ever on was Adam 12.
Yeah, Adam 12 and what else?
Yeah, 68 years old on Sunday. Olivia Newton-John will be 62. Linda Hamilton, the Terminator films, and she was in that Beauty and the Beast TV show.
Was married to the king of the world for a little
James
while.
James Cameron.
Married to James Cameron, yeah, but that didn't work out. James Caviezel played Jesus and Bobby Jones. Both of those people.
not in the same movie.
No, not in the same movie. Is 42 years old. Serena Williams, pretty good tennis player, is 29 on Sunday. And that's all I got.
Olivia Newton-John.
I said that.
I'm sorry. Because mm-hmm. I was zeroed in on Donna Douglas.
Oh, Donna Douglas.
Ellie Mae.
Oh, and she hadn't changed a bit.
No. she's
in pounds or skin tone.
She's down there doing a tour of the villages in Florida, though. She's 77 biggins today, so good for her. It's a 625.
Classes are filling up fast at Allen Academy, but there's still time to enroll your child for the new school year. At Allen, the focus is always on learning, thanks to the Rights, Responsibilities, and Outcomes program. Students are taught to respect each other and resolve conflicts without confrontation, so kids can enjoy a classroom environment free from disciplinary disruptions. If your child needs a place where a great education is always the first priority, call 776-0731 or click on allenacademy.org.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so with their polls dropping like a rock, Democratic Party officials seem to be swearing more and more in public. Today we have the head of the Ohio Democratic Party dropping the F-bomb on the Tea Party.
Away from college, now he or she gets health care, your health care, while he or she looks for a new job. It's in the very base terms, we win these arguments. And every time one of these
Yes, he and Vice President Biden do have a way with words, he said. He also suggested the audience can handle it. Oh, okay. Look, I'm speaking to 40 grizzled steel workers.
And every time one of these
They're unhinged, and we only got 39 days to go.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's have a look real quick. Brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. Well, we do still have a chance of some showers. It's 20% today and tonight. High today of 92, low tonight of 73. About the same temps for tomorrow, but an increased chance of showers, 40% on Saturday, and then 30% on Saturday night. And then 86 and 59, that's a pretty nice low, 59 degrees on Sunday night, about 58 degrees on Monday night. Right now we've got northeasterly winds, so it's kind of refreshing out there. Could stand to have a couple of degrees cooler as far as the temperatures are concerned. Humidity's 94%, and right now we're looking at 75 degrees and trying to see if there's any shower activity out there early this morning. Nothing around between here and all the way down to the Gulf Coast.
Save Our Streets Ministry is celebrating its 9th annual banquet, sponsored by KBTX Media and Galleria Day Spa on September 28th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the new SOS Ministry Center.
And I uttered out these words, God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
Call 775-5357 for sponsorship and ticket information. Help us save our streets.
Although the economy is still struggling, there's something else very exciting going on in this country. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870. That's 1-800-749-7870. 1-800-749-7870.
Even though the economy continues to struggle a bit, there is a cultural and creative renaissance going on in this country.
Let's look at the enrollments in art schools. Up 25 to 40% depending on the school, and that's compared to 10 years ago. More students are applying to art schools than they are business schools today.
Patricia Martin, author of the book RenGen, Renaissance Generation.
More consumers attend museums, historical sites, zoos, and aquariums than they do all of the professional sports combined, including auto racing.
Now, we've heard that we spend way too much time vegging out in front of the TV or in front of the computer screen. However,
63% of the American public say that their number one leisure activity is reading for pleasure. There are over a million informal book clubs that meet in people's homes and share ideas about books.
The business opportunities created by this cultural renaissance, says Patricia, are staggering.
What's different now is that people are not only consuming, they're producing. So when you look at YouTube, you have over 20 million videographers around the world contributing creative output. Anytime you can sort of invite the consumer to co-create with you, you're going to have a winner.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 631, 72 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 92, with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A majority of the College Station City Council wants state and or federal laws banning texting while driving. That shot down Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyle's attempt to enact a local traffic law.
My motive and my heart here is, what can we do to keep things safer? Not one day do I get in my car that I don't drive in this community or anywhere else, whether I'm in Houston, Austin, Dallas, that I don't see people on their phones texting and doing all kinds of stuff. When you've got an iPhone, you're looking at Facebook, you're doing all kinds of things. And I agree. I think the state legislator needs to man up and do something about it. But, what happens if they decide they're not going to do that? I think we need to realize that there's something that we can do here.
The arrest of counsel followed the recommendation of Police Chief Jeff Capps.
As I go from one city to the next and across the state of Texas, I mean, are we banning texting here? Are we banning cell phone use here? Or what exactly is the law? That's the challenge with the state not coming forward and passing the law. And that's the challenge that I see. I truly think that we need state legislation as it relates to this. It pushes it out across the whole state, and then everybody has a clear understanding of what the law is, and we won't have to, in each city, have different laws in place.
The Texas Municipal League and National League of Cities will be contacted, among others, to call on Washington and Austin lawmakers to enact bans. Resolving budget shortfalls was one of the first topics discussed as the Texas A&M System Board of Regents opened their quarterly meeting. Chancellor Mike McKinney says Legislative Budget Board staff have heard from system executives.
We refuse to sit back and wait for the economy to get better. We intend to make the economy better. We take that as our responsibility to grow out of it. And so instead of waiting for the state to give us more, we're going to go out and earn more. And that's what we had talked about earlier, about growing our way out of this.
McKinney says he was proud A&M system officials, without any prompting, presented a unified front in Austin.
There was a number of the universities, a number of the agencies, who in their comments referred to something that they got from another university as far as a best practice, as far as something that we were going to do, programs that we were doing together, ways that we were going to do education, and the ways that we were going to do research in the future.
Mixing miscommunication and alcohol landed the owner of a Bryan bar in jail. Police were called to the Flying W by Coulter Field Wednesday night. Officer John Agnew says the bar owner went across the street holding a 9mm handgun, thinking he'd found the man who was stalking his daughter.
Well, the victim has a company, and part of the job of the victim is to repossess vehicles. And that vehicle, he was parked across the street looking for a vehicle that he was supposed to be repossessing. And, you know, because he's in the area looking for vehicles, he looks suspicious. And this is where the miscommunication, you know, started.
44-year-old David Wayne Thompson, who told police he'd drunk 5 or 6 beers, was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication. The victim said he felt in fear of his life when Thompson displayed the pistol, which was pointed toward the ground during the entire confrontation. Thompson also told officers he was a licensed peace officer from Robertson County, but Agnew said Thompson was in the role of a private citizen at the time of the incident. Thompson was released from jail after posting bond. And the Brazos Valley Republican Party's Wise Up, Rise Up victory rally is coming up Saturday at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. Party Chairman Paul Rieger says many conservative candidates and incumbents will be in attendance.
Senator Steve Ogden will be there. Steve will be addressing the national deficit and I think issues concerning possibility of a constitutional convention for the federal government to have a balanced budget like the state of Texas does. We'll have Senator Dan Patrick, who is out of Houston. Many people know him as an independent conservative. We have Tom Paulkin, who is clearly one of the most ardent conservative authors in the country.
Complimentary American flags will be handed out to the first 2,000 attendees. Gates open at 5. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What is it that makes St. Joseph so special?
St. Joseph likes to call it the St. Joseph difference. That unique combination of talent, compassion, faith, equipment, and commitment that sets them apart.
Recently, St. Joseph received the HealthGrades 2010 Outstanding Patient Experience Award, which ranks them among the top 10% in the nation. An award that reminds them daily that what matters to them the most is you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, The Sleep Station, First Victoria Bank, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Subway. You're listening to the home of Aggie Sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW, the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 6:37. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered a basket full of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm with high temperatures, we'll say right around 90. And then tonight, some occasional clouds and warm, low temperature mid-70s. Now tomorrow, it'll be 85 to 90 with a mix of clouds and sun, a slightly greater chance of getting some afternoon thunderstorms. Chance of a shower, middle 70s on Saturday night and partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms around Sunday, high temperature in the middle and upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, four Big 12 teams are off this weekend. 8 of them do play. We'll tell you who's playing, including Texas and UCLA. That'll be in Austin. That's the highlight game. Of course, lots of high school football to talk about. Bryan Consol on the road. Rutter with the Hippos at Merrill Green Stadium tonight. And lots of other area games as district play starts. That and soccer tonight for the Aggies. That and more coming up in sports.
Okay, got a news flash for you. You get to hear it here first. Ready? Here we go. All right, that's good enough.
It's not that big a news flash.
Congress will not tackle the question of extending the Bush tax cuts until after the election.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I read that today. I was dumbfounded and just speechless. The announcement came from Harry Reid's office after a closed-door meeting for about 2 hours among the Senate Democrats. Senators apparently could not agree on the best course forward, which means, in other words, they didn't have the votes they needed to get this thing done.
Well, or in other words, nobody wants to commit to anything before an election.
Yeah, seemed pretty obvious. Yeah. They said to observers when the Democrats emerged giving all kinds of non-answers, like Dianne Feinstein, who said, "Talk to the leader, I'm not the leader." That's what reporters were asking her.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Harry Truman have a sign like that on his desk, like, pass the buck now, I believe?
Well, yep.
Oh, wait, no, that wasn't it. Yeah.
One reporter yelled out to Jay Rockefeller, blink your eyes twice if there's going to be a vote next week.
Well played.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the Democrats couldn't agree on what they need to do, and the Republicans sure aren't going to help them with that, because after all, there are five Senate special elections in Colorado, Illinois, Delaware, West Virginia, and New York. GOP wins only two of those five. It means the Democrats have two fewer votes on the tax issue. See, those people are seated immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They are seated instantly. So as we watch the lame duck come waddling down the hall, yeah, know that there's no reason in the world they want to do anything at all and just wander away. So we're a little less than 6 weeks now, right? 5 weeks and some change counting. And
we've been counting on change for about 2.5 years.
Well, we have. You know, hey, by the way, while we're talking about that change, the president of U.S. America was in New York yesterday.
Mm. A lot of people were.
Yeah, but he was addressing the annual gathering of the United Nations
Assembly. Yeah, I saw him in the big room.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Touched on a variety of topics, including the ongoing peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. He told the gathering, quote, when we come back here next year, we can have an agreement that will lead to a new member of the United Nations, an independent state of Palestine, living in...
Palestine.
Yeah, them too.
Palestine's up
That's
in
right,
East Texas.
Yeah,
a little bit north
You're
here.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They will be living in peace with Israel.
Yeah, we hadn't been talking about that for
thousands of years. Now, Chase...
Then Jimmy Carter.
Naysayer that you are, I believe that he will be there next year in the General Assembly Hall to make that announcement with a unicorn.
Is he going to have a banner behind him that says mission accomplished?
Yeah, he will. He'll bring a unicorn out and tell us that that the Palestinians and the Israelis have decided that they're going to get
together. Nice.
Well, it's true. The president also, get this, president held a two-hour meeting with Chinese officials hoping to increase pressure on Beijing to immediately revalue its currency. Okay, China is a ginormous debt holder for the United States. They got a lot of our debt over there.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get this right. He goes and talks to these people for 2 hours saying, hey, we'd like you to revalue your money down against our money. Sure, let me go in and buy an investment, and then let's see if somebody can talk me into making that investment worth less. Because I don't think he can do that, but... Of course, his perception of what he can do and maybe other people's perception is somewhat different. But he tried to talk the Chinese leaders into, revalue, but they wanted to devalue it, obviously, against the dollar. Then, as if that weren't enough, the president speaks last night at a fundraiser and was heckled.
Oh, well, it's nice knowing somebody.
Yep, he was heckled.
Was he jackled?
No, I don't think so. The lack of movement on gay rights and AIDS research. Activists held up signs, chanted slogans before they were drowned out by the president's supporters.
Well, you know, those people are the only ones that can heckle him and not be called racist.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. New Pew Research Center poll says that independent voters now favor Republicans by just about the same margins that they went for President Obama back in 2008 and for the Democrats in the midterms in 2006. Additionally, 45% of all independents disapprove of the health care reform package. And the first phase of it just kicked in yesterday. So 41% like it, but 45% don't like it. And the Pledge to America, of course. They did this at a hardware store and lumber yard yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but I knew it was going to be in Virginia. Anyway, the pledge is the culmination of an online initiative that was designed to solicit policy ideas directly from U.S. Americans John Boehner told reporters yesterday, quote, "This agenda came from the American people. It's their agenda."
Uh-huh.
Now, just so you'll know, this is what happened. The GOP created this website called America Speaking Out. And, of course, they told us it was going to, ready, revolutionize the way we govern. Because it was going to seek direct input from the average American. In fact, they said the site would prove how Democrats are not listening, but how House Republicans will be listening. And then they asked people to submit their ideas. So earlier this month, the second most popular item on the job creation section was the user-submitted idea, stop outsourcing jobs from America to other countries that don't pay taxes. Okay? Is that in the pledge? No, it's not. But remember, the pledge is what the average American wants, and the Republicans are doing that for them. And yesterday morning, as Republicans were introducing the new pledge, stopping the outsourcing of jobs, ending tax breaks, all of that stuff, the number one idea on the website, it had moved from number two to number one yesterday as they were announcing their pledge. Dang, it just didn't quite make it. I guess they couldn't change it. You know, they couldn't erase it and put that in. They couldn't add that to the pledge at the last minute. So I know the House Republicans are doing exactly what the average American wants because, boys, they're listening to us.
Absolutely they are.
The Democrats were not listening. They were sticking their fingers in their ears, but the House Republicans.
Well, because after all, you know, the Democrats have been the ones that have been in power in the White House and Congress for the last 11 billion years.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. They are the ones who have always held control, and it's been the poor Republicans that have been fighting hard for small America. Give me a break. Source of Politico tells us the GOP Congressman Mike Castle just won't let it go. Why won't these people get a clue when they lose the election?
Because they have such an inflated opinion of themselves.
And it doesn't matter what party.
No.
Somehow, some way, they just think they're different, that there was some anomaly, and they're a victim of that anomaly, and the people really, given the chance, would elect them to office again. So he's looking at the idea of making it a three-way U.S. Senate race.
Well, I mean, and just to prove that point, I mean, I have two words for you, and Lisa Murkowski would be that with those two words.
Yeah, and that's hard to write in. I mean, you got to really want to.
Yeah.
And I was driving yesterday, and I believe it was on the Huckabee show that we run, that it was said, you know, there was this stern warning given to Lisa Murkowski that if she decided to not support Joe Miller and she was going to run as an independent, then she would lose all of her clout in the Senate. Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. They did. They went jelly-spined on us, didn't they?
Yeah,
imagine that.
Yeah, they were going to do that, but, well, Lisa was such a good standard-bearer for so long. Mm. All right, 647.
It is at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public, Traditions members, and Aggie fans.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If your landscape is carved out of the Texas Hill Country, if you're just blessed with a sharp grade change from one part of a garden to another, rejoice, gardener. You have rich and wonderful opportunities that mere mortal gardeners in other parts of the state covet. You also have the responsibility of dealing with them courageously. Done wrong, hillside gardens can be frustrating failures. I'll be back with details. Slopes do bring special choices right after this important message. And there's one very important choice you need to be making very soon now, and that is to order my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. Now, you know what calendars look like. You have a photo on the top. I always save my best photos for the calendar each year. We've done this 28 years. So you have a photo at the top, and then you have the month, the grid, and then down below that in our calendar, you have the 10,000 words telling you month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, you're going to save 41% on the calendar by buying it in our pre-production offer, which is going away very, very soon. Save 41% on the calendar. You buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price, $34.95. It will never come back down to that price again. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. A full year of the magazine, the calendar, and all that information, $34.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. So if you have slopes in your landscape and you're trying to do a landscape plan, start with a survey. Whether you hire a survey crew or do some fairly accurate measuring yourself by using line levels and stakes, you need to know how much drop you have and exactly where the runoff's going to go. That's the important thing. If you're hiring a landscape contractor, their firm will have a team that can do this survey for you. But be sure that you don't create major problems later for you or your neighbors by water flow changes. You want to save all the available soil. Erosion is a big issue anytime you start tilling soil on a slope. You need to have a plan of action so that each area you develop will be secured against washing rains as soon as it's finished. That may mean that you don't plow up the entire garden at once. You use your landscape plan to take each step of the journey individually. Pretty soon, the entire package will start coming together. Do the rough grading. If your slope is rather dramatic, nature probably hasn't left you with a smooth contour. If you're redoing an established landscape, there still may be fine tunings of grade changes that you'll want to implement. This is your chance. For medium and large areas, you can hire a contractor to move the soil for you with a front-end loader and a box scraper. There are smaller versions of these pieces of equipment for average city lots, and for really confined areas, you may have to rototill and shovel the ground. Next, you want to stake out the permanent shrub, ground cover, and flower beds. Know where your permanent plantings will go, also where turf will be started. This, then, would be a great time to install or refine the sprinkler system so that each of these new areas will be served. Installing the irrigation system at this point will minimize damage to plants later. Soil can be really shallow in parts of Texas. If you find rocky outcroppings where you are installing the sprinkler system, or as you rototill or as you plant trees, you may need to import some soil to make it a little bit deeper. Use edging to separate the shrub and ground cover beds from the turf grass. That edging is probably going to be the green metal edging, and it's absolutely heroic in what it does in our landscape. Invariably, we all want retaining walls as part of slope gardens. Keep them modest and tasteful, and if they're more than 16 inches high, you need to hire a pro to do the job for you. And then finally, use plants that will accentuate the beauty of the Texas hillside that you have now created. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports at 6:52, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, now they're playing for keeps in the high school football game. This is when the playoff teams are made or broken in the brief 7 weeks of district play. Every 2 years, the UIL redraws district alignment, and tonight starts the football wars for the newest alignment. What was District 12 5A the last 2 years is exactly the same the next 2 years. Bryan, Consol, the Killeen ISD schools of Ellison, Shoemaker, and Harker Heights, along with Temple and Belton and Coppers Cove. Now the district wars start tonight when Bryan goes to Leo Buckley Stadium to meet Ellison. A&M Consolidated goes to Temple to meet the 0-3 Wildcats. Coppers Cove is at Belton, and on Saturday, Shoemaker will meet Harker Heights. Consol at Windlass Temple. Well, that just scares Jim Slaughter.
I've talked to the kids. I've talked to the coaches about it. Temple has two good athletic things going for them. Number one is athletic ability. They got some speed. They got some athletes on the football field. And then they got some size. They got some kids. They got one lineman that's 381 pounds, and he's not bad. He moves pretty darn good. So if they get it all together, and we've preached that this week with our kids, if they get it all together, we better look out because they're very capable. And I can remember going into this game in their shoes. And they've played some pretty good people now. The people they played are highly respected football programs.
For the 4-0 Rudder Rangers, it's their new district and their advanced class as they start 16-4A play, a seven-team district that includes tonight's opponent at Merrill Green Stadium, the Hutto Hippos. Also, Bastrop, Elgin, Manor, and the Pflugerville schools, Hendrickson and Conley, are in that district. We'll broadcast the Bryan game over on 1150 AM, the Consol game here on 1620, the Rudder game on KACB 96.9 FM, and all games, of course, can be accessed worldwide at RadioAggieland.com. While the Aggies take the weekend off, eight other big schools, Big 12 schools, that is, will play tomorrow on ABC at 2:30. Texas hosts UCLA. Also on TV tomorrow, Kansas State hosts Central Florida, Oklahoma's at Cincinnati, Baylor at Rice. Missouri will host Miami of Ohio, Kansas hosts New Mexico State, Nebraska brings in South Dakota State, and Iowa State brings in Northern Iowa. Of course, the Aggies will play at Oklahoma State. That'll be next Thursday night. No Aggie football, but you got soccer and volleyball. The fifth-ranked soccer team will host Colorado at 7:30 tonight at the soccer complex, and the Aggie volleyball team brings its 1-1 conference record home against Texas Tech tomorrow night at 6:30 at Reed Arena. Anybody with an Aggie senior ring gets in free to that match. All the other Aggie sports like tennis, golf, equestrian, they're all happening out of town. That crucial Texas Ranger versus Oakland A's series on the West Coast went the A's way last night. Oakland won 5-0. So the Texas Magic number stays at 4, and their AL West lead over the A's drops to 7. They'll play again tonight, Texas needing just to win 2 in the series to clinch. If they don't win 2 games in Oakland, then they could clinch it at home next week in an early series with Seattle. Astros lost to Washington 7-2 yesterday. They're at Pittsburgh this weekend. And Paul Casey took a big step towards wrapping up the FedEx Cup title and its $10 million bonus by shooting a 6-under-64 in the first round of the Tour Championship yesterday. Tiger's not playing, so don't need to talk about him. He didn't qualify for the last tournament. At your look at sports, good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Did you ever lose your keys? Ask someone else to help look, and there they are, right in front of you. Well, if you're looking for a job or the right employee, that's why we're here. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Employment is all we do. It's the only thing. We help employers find qualified local candidates. Looking for a job? Post your resume for free. View job listings in your area. We promise it's there, and we can help you find it. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, you know, we were talking, earlier this week because the premiere was coming up of this this show on HBO called Boardwalk Empire. Came out and premiered, I think, on the 19th. And the next day, HBO announced it's already been picked up for next year. That's apparently how strong it is. So, you know, that's out there and available. And the folks at Suddenlink want to remind you that you can, of course, pick up on that. And with HBO, you'll probably be able to see that first episode again, too. But call Suddenlink today and ask how you can get HBO free for 12 months. Really easy. Just give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit them at suddenlink.com and check out that HBO series from the folks who brought you Sopranos and, of course, Martin Scorsese. Now, football fans, remember this. They've got NFL for you out there. The NFL Network on Channel 146 and the NFL HD Network is there. Plus, if you're a real super NFL fan, there's NFL Red Zone. That's out there and available, and it's in HD as well. And you can get Suddenlink home phone service for $25 a month. See, there's so many things that we can talk about that are going on right now at Suddenlink, like opening up a can of Easy. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit the website at suddenlink.com. Find out about all this.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Well, Brazos Valley weather forecast looks okay. Look for a high. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. And it does look okay. Look for a high temperature today of about 92, low tonight of 73. There is a slight chance of showers out there, about 20%. Same numbers for tomorrow with a 40% chance of rain during the day. Then even cooler on Sunday. Going to have a little wind shift. 86 will be the high. 59 will be the low on Sunday night, so that should be pretty pleasant. And then we're going to do about the same thing on Monday as well. Right now we've got 72 degrees outside. What's going on in the news?
Sorry, coming up in the news, we'll tell you about College Station City Council discussing a possible ban on texting. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents discusses budget crunches and a case of mistaken identity lands a Brian bar owner in jail. Those stories and more coming up.
7 o'clock, WTAW.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Virginia has executed its first woman since 1912. Teresa Lewis, the first woman to be put to death in the U.S. in 5 years, was convicted of hiring 2 men to kill her husband and stepson so she could cash in their life insurance policy. Defense attorneys argued that Lewis was borderline mentally disabled. ABC's Jim Sciutto outside the prison in Jarrett, Virginia.
Eyewitnesses who were inside the death chamber describe a harrowing scene. She was terrified, trembling, a guard tapping her on her shoulder to calm her as she was put to death. Her final words directed to Kathy, the daughter of the man she murdered, saying she loves her very much and she's sorry.
President Obama is wrapping up a 3-day visit to the UN General Assembly today with a meeting on how to avert a new civil war in Sudan. The California woman, recently freed by Iran after being held with 2 others for more than a year, is in New York today, hoping to speak to Iran's president to try to get her 2 friends released.
Sarah Short told ABC News she is seeking a face-to-face meeting today with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I just want to really beseech him, encourage him to end this for Shane and Josh.
The Iranian president has said he hopes Shane Bauer and Josh Fatah will provide evidence they had no ill intentions when the 3 Americans allegedly crossed illegally into Iran from Iraq. Shord said she has not ruled out returning to Tehran if there's a trial. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Some waterlogged cities and towns across Wisconsin and Minnesota bracing for another wave of flooding today as more rain moves through the area. Billy Quist using his tractor to rescue some neighbors in Pipestone, Minnesota.
A lot of the people, they don't want to leave their homes. This is their homes. A lot of these people around here are elderly, and they don't know where to go. So it gets to the point where, we have to get these tractors in here to get them out.
Hundreds of people have had to flee their homes. This is ABC News.
Living with gout flares can be like occasionally firing up the barbecue in your big toe or periodically putting your weed whacker to work on your pinky knuckle. Yep, a gout flare is no summer picnic. Visit gout.com or ask your doctor about better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. You might see a little less of one very unwelcome summer visitor. Gout.com, now updated with even more information to help you fight for fewer flares.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Honeywell 5-in-2 programmable thermostat for the new lower price of $24.98. With its easy weekday and weekend settings, you'll use up to 20% less energy, which could add up to about $180 per year. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Honeywell programmable thermostats, now $24.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
How to pay less each month for your smartphone. Maybe you could use another brain, says ABC's Richard Davies.
With the rise of smartphones and texting, average cell phone bills have gone up.
Many, many of us are paying for way too many minutes and bells and whistles that we don't use.
ABC News consumer correspondent Elizabeth Leamy says a website may help you.
Fixmycellbill.com.
Put in information about your cell phone bill.
We upload a few of your bills. It analyzes them for you, does what the human brain does not, and finds all the different ways that you can save.
The website is fixmycellbill.com. Another possible solution, Google Voice offers free texting if you sign up. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Overweight kids may face discrimination at school, but research shows they can also receive harsher treatment at home from their own parents. Studies have shown parents are less likely to help overweight or obese offspring buy a car or their first home. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Oh, man, I really wish I had time to go into that one. That
I was hoping you heard that.
Oh, God, how broad could that brush be? Oh, please.
I'm sorry, I won't help you. You're too fat.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Could there be some sort of maybe other socioeconomic factors that might cause the parents to not be able to help the child to buy a car? God, you're fat. I'm not going to help you. Folks, if they put it in the news, it must be true. All I can excitedly tell you is that we become an affiliate of Fox News on October the 3rd, and we'll go from there.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at wctractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0322. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Brazos Family's special holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events. Plus, you'll find great ways to save money on holiday gifts and tips on keeping your child safe and healthy through the holidays. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Get your fill of shrimp and catfish tonight at the Tap, because next week will be the last peel and eat shrimp and catfish fry of the fall. But the happy hour is still going strong. Come out to the Tap tonight for shrimp and catfish made fresh to order on the front porch starting at 5:30 p.m. and enjoy $2 margaritas on the rocks, $2.50 domestic pints, and $2.50 tecates. And keeping the tradition going next Friday for the last shrimp and catfish fry of the fall at the Tap on Harvey Road. Call 696-5570. The Tap wants you to party safely and designate a driver.
WTAW News Time, 707, 72 degrees right now at the studios. 92 for a high today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving will remain legal in College Station where allowed outside of school zones, at least for the time being. But City Council wants the practice to stop. Councilman Dennis Maloney was among those calling for state and or federal bans.
You know, I started wearing a safety belt long before it became the law. And I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But I realized, seeing that people getting killed, that probably I would be wise to do that. And I think now I've gotten to the point now I'm not answering the cell phone when I'm on the, you know, when I'm driving the car. I'm just not doing it. Forget about it. So I cannot burden my police officers with it at this point. This is something that the state has to solve.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who called for the citywide ban, disagreed on waiting.
But what I would implore the council to consider is perhaps if we do wait for the Texas legislator to finally do something and see the issue that is here and the problems that arise with texting and driving and phone use while driving, if they don't decide to pass something, I think we still need to look to ourselves for some leadership here and do something, because this is only going to get worse.
The National League of Cities and the Texas Municipal League will be contacted, among others, calling on lawmakers in Washington and Austin to enact bans. A little levity opened the quarterly meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Delivering the invocation was Ross Pines of the Corps of Cadets. He made a reference to state budget cuts.
We also ask for a little bit of your patience and understanding with our friends over in Austin, for they know not what they do. Amen.
Chancellor Mike McKinney says system officials have made their first budget presentation to the Legislative Budget Board staff.
They were brief, to the point, and accurate, and there was no whining. We made the point that the cuts are not without pain, but that we understood what our job was, and that was to carry on and to do the best that we could do, and that we weren't going to close any universities and we weren't going to close any agencies. We would, in fact, do what we needed to do to continue.
McKinney told Regents instead of waiting for the state to give more money, the system will get out and grow their way out of the budget crisis. Bryan police were called to a bar near Coulter Field Wednesday night, where the owner was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication.
The best lesson to be learned here is alcohol and firearms don't usually mix very well.
Officer John Agnew says 44-year-old David Wayne Thompson of the Flying W Bar went across the street and accused a man of stalking his daughter. The victim, who picks up repossessed vehicles, found one in the bar's parking lot but was waiting across the street because of a crowd gathered outside. The victim said Thompson approached him with a handgun, which was pointed at the ground during the entire confrontation. Police found a 9mm pistol in Thompson's truck. He told officers he drank 5 or 6 beers and was a commissioned peace officer from Robertson County.
Being a commissioned peace officer, you know, whether we're on duty or off duty, we are still held to, you know, high standards. And really the question is was the officer on duty at the time when the weapon was displayed? And when we look at this situation by itself, you know, the commissioned peace officer was off duty at the time, and so the officers acted accordingly as if they were addressing a normal citizen.
Thompson was released from jail after posting bond. And the Wise Up, Rise Up conservative victory rally is scheduled for this Saturday at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Brazos County Republican Party Chairman Paul Rieger says organizers intend to reclaim traditional American themes and values.
We will have about 6 central planks that will be presented, and that's what our speakers will be focused on. Number 1 will be repeal of Obamacare. Number 2 will be securing the borders and enforcing immigration law. Number 3, it's termed capitalism, not socialism. Number 4, again, to private business folks, you'll hear outstanding speakers on the private sector. Number 5 is going to be on a very salient issue, stop borrowing money. 6 will be another issue that is built upon a false premise that we want to stop cap and trade.
The rally is Saturday evening at 5. For a list of speakers and additional information, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 72 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing.
Through today, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm with high temperatures, we'll say right around 90, and then tonight, some occasional clouds and warm, low temperature mid-70s. Now tomorrow, it'll be 85 to 90 with a mix of clouds and sun, a slightly greater chance of getting some afternoon thunderstorms, chance of a shower middle 70s on Saturday night, and partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms around Sunday, high temperature in the middle and upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High school football and high school football. That'll be the main focus coming up on sports. We'll also talk a little bit of NFL. Soccer with Colorado tonight over at the Aggie Soccer Complex. We got that. Golf news and more coming up in sports.
And I've made an executive decision here for our radio show.
Oh, wow.
We will go ahead and talk to people who are fat. If they call in, we will talk to them. Because it's obvious that after that ABC news story about how parents of obese children will not help them buy cars, are less likely to help them buy cars or help them move forward in their lives, we feel like we need to lift you up and help you a little bit. So you may go ahead and call us even if you are overweight. Yeah, no, well, overweight.
Fat!
We need to be sensitive.
Fat!
Benson Mule Days in Benson, North Carolina.
We need to make
weekend.
A phone call.
Yeah, we might do that.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk to Miss Mule.
By the way, it's...
Yeah, you think they have a beauty contest?
Right? I'm going to tell
Miss
you
Mule
what they...
Days?
Well, you know...
She's a good kid, but she's homely as a mule. I think she's in.
You can't do that. That's not... That's wrong. That's to use... To say... That, how many mule huggers out there would be offended by that?
Well, you better hug carefully, my friend.
Yeah, mule hugger. True. Didn't Frankie Lane sing
There's
that?
A schedule right
exactly.
there.
Right.
He was
you
scheduled
one?
To play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the Miss Benson pageant is
yeah,
what it is.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that sounds like a cell phone ring.
It does, doesn't it? We'll see what's happening.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's a radio station in Texas. Will you talk to us about Benson Mule Days?
I'm probably not an expert, but yes, sir.
Oh, that, well, who
listen,
is, you
hey,
know?
We're not even experts,
no.
Okay? We do a radio show, and we're not experts. Tell me your first name.
Wayne.
Wayne, listen, tell us, first of all, where is Benson, North Carolina?
It is probably 25 minutes east of Raleigh,
all
capital
right.
of North Carolina.
Oh, I've been not too
yeah.
far. I've been west of Raleigh. I've been to Durham before. Beautiful country.
That's right.
Oh, so you're not far from the coast then, right?
100 miles.
Oh, okay.
How's the weather going to be this weekend, Wayne?
It's a little bit hot for this time of year. It's somewhere around 89, 90, mm-hmm. 92.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
usually around 80. So
I got you.
Mules a little bit
don't,
hot.
Yeah, the mules don't like that, do they?
Well, it just depends on the mule, I guess.
All right, now tell me.
words to live by right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, obviously there are mules all over the country. How is it that Benson was able to lasso this mule days here to be in y'all's part of the world?
I think it started with one man during a fall festival, a fall harvest time.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out west and found out something about Mule Day. He was out west buying cattle or something.
And he said, let's bring it back and make it happen.
He says, you know, back then, people bragged about the mules pulling.
Yeah.
Had so much weight and being so fast and being so... nice looking,
yeah.
The best looking team,
yeah.
And what he did is he put together a little competition and
sure.
said, "Let's see."
Wow.
So it lasted a Saturday, and
yeah. So now Wayne,
Saturday
hey,
morning,
hey,
and,
go ahead, Tom.
Hey Wayne,
yes,
I know what you said, but you're kind of coming off as an expert on this Mule Days thing.
No, I've lived here all my life. So,
what do you do for
I'm
a living, Wayne?
Pardon me.
What do you do for a living, Wayne?
I am in law enforcement.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
So what is your current law enforcement position? Are you with the sheriff's department or the police department? Or
Police department.
Oh, okay.
I actually work for the city of Raleigh.
Well, so
oh,
now
okay.
why did they put your number down here? I mean, I'm glad you know what you're talking about, but, I mean, I got your number as the expert here on because you've lived there all your life, you say?
Yes, sir.
What's the population of Benson when y'all aren't muling over there?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe 8,000.
No, man, so it's a little town. All right,
is anything tie in with the football game tonight? Is the team at home or are they playing on the road?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
What's
I'm
the
really
nick?
Not sure
what's their nick? They're... What's their nickname?
Which one?
Benson. Does Benson have a high school?
Yeah, South Johnson, Southern Johnson County.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And they're South Johnson Trojans.
All right. They're not the Mules, huh? Now it says
no.
Well, the reason why we asked that, Wayne, is because I don't know if we're in College Station, Texas, is where we are,
okay,
which is where Texas A&M University is. But now, way up in the Panhandle, there's Muleshoe, Texas. Have you ever heard of Muleshoe?
No, sir, I have not.
They are the Mule Shoe Mules.
Yeah.
And there is a I had an aunt and uncle that lived not too far from there, and they actually have a statue of a mule in Mule Shoe, Texas. And it commemorates what all the mule did to help settle the West. So I know exactly where you're coming from, man.
So now, it says here there's a coon jumping. Now, what in the world does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, all right. Okay, now
I haven't heard about that competition.
All right, okay. Then we got the human braying competition.
I'm not sure about that. I know
Now you're coming off as not an expert. Well, now we may be wrong. We may have the wrong.
Are you sure you're looking at the right schedule there, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that
wasn't last year's schedule.
We got mule pullings and
I've got the schedule here in front of us.
And
are there a lot of food booths, Wayne?
Pardon me?
Food booths, so where, vendors to get food.
Lots
of vendors, lots of crafts out here.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, I know
lots
you're...
Lots of what out there?
Crafts.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Wayne, I know you're in law enforcement in Raleigh. You're not on duty right now, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, and I also notice here that the carnival is from noon to midnight. Do you have to work security for that, or can you go and have a leisurely outing with your family?
No, I'm not working. So They have two rodeos that go on down here also.
Now, are you pulling anything or running anything in the parade on Saturday?
No, sir.
Okay.
My boy's on the football team, and he'll be on the parade one of the floats.
Hey, all right. What position does he play?
Well, he switches up. Small team.
We know exactly.
Hey, brother, we're in Texas. We play six man out here sometimes. So, we can relate to that. Hey, listen, Wayne, I hope it stays nice for you as far as rain's concerned. Y'all sounds like you'd use some cooler weather, but enjoy Benson Mule Days, and thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank y'all.
All right, see you later. There you go.
You know that. It makes
me a little nervous when we make a random phone call and we end up getting a cop.
Yeah, really?
That's the definition of a good old boy right there.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, I love their accents. North
Carolina accents are awesome. Hey, and, he's right. It's going to be hot as blue blazes today.
Yes.
And it's 95. It's going to be 95 in Benson today. But now it's going to cool off because according to this, they're going to have them. We got us a cold front moving through, too. Did you see that Sunday forecast?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 59 degrees for low temperature on Sunday night. Going to have a wind shift.
Yeah, the lows aren't going to get out of the 60s at night starting Saturday, but then on Sunday it'll be 78. But now it's supposed to rain starting Sunday, so they'll probably be glad that it's over by then. Yeah. So.
Hello.
I used to live in Raleigh and would go out to the Mule Days. That's a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah, my mother-in-law came out one time and won second place for Maine.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm guessing the first part of that story was true.
I was going to say the second part probably wasn't true. The first part, I guess it probably was.
And his mother-in-law don't live here.
You can say that again.
Don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, his wife doesn't listen. So.
Again. What are the odds?
Our listeners are awesome.
All right, so let's move our focus from North Carolina down to South Carolina now. Get on down there into the Palmetto State, and our story here is about a South Carolina woman who's eating pig's feet in bed and accidentally cut her friend on the arm.
With a foot?
I don't know. Just think about that for a minute.
Eating pig's feet in bed.
Every element of that.
Obviously, there's a jar involved.
Yeah. 52-year-old woman told police she accidentally cut a friend in the forearm with a knife on Sunday night as they sat in bed eating pig's feet.
Oh, she was kind of rooting it out there.
Shockingly, both she and the friend were intoxicated. Okay, there's nothing like getting lit up and then sitting down on a bed and eating pig's feet.
Let's go lay on the bed and eat pig's feet. I'll tell you what, that's tall cotton right there.
I tell you what.
That's tall cotton.
Did they bring a napkin to bed?
No. That's what you got a pillowcase for, Scott.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right, so I think we've mentioned this four or five times, and we ought to mention it at least one more time, that Opa's headed to Australia. I don't know if you've heard
of that.
Yeah,
and if you were at her show, you get to go with
her. Yeah, right. That's it. So anyway, there's some folks who are, just having a good time out there, and there's woodworking and stuff like that, and let's see. Here we go. People are trying to launch their careers with Oprah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And an Australian, you ready? Body painter is going to ask Oprah if she can paint her body.
Oh, yeah?
She's going to ask Oprah to put on a bikini.
Depending on what time of year this is, you may need a lot of paint.
Well, I don't know how she's looking right now.
She's in a Husky.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think she's pretty much given up on that. All right.
Go buy Ace and pick up an extra gallon of paint then.
Uh-huh.
Head on over.
I mean, an extra roller.
And then what are you going to paint her as? You know what I'm saying?
No, I think
then
you just go ahead and get one of those, you know, get somebody with a spray rig.
Yeah.
Employers, give your employees a break. A massage break. Licensed massage therapist John Giller will come to your business with his portable massage chair. No disrobings required. For only $60 an hour, 4 employees can each receive a 15-minute Swedish back massage, or 6 employees can each receive a 10-minute massage. Call John Giller at 324-1575. 324-1575. Your employees will love you. That's 324-1575.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and bugs since 1947.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Becky Wade's here this morning from Opus. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
We want to have you in because, things start tomorrow night.
They do. Yeah. We're very excited. We've got the Manhattan Transfer coming in, and these guys are just amazing. They're 10-time Grammy winners.
40 years?
40
is that
years.
Right?
It's their 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
And they're really going to be focusing on their newest release, which was released in 2009, the Chick Corea songbook.
Oh, wow.
So they'll be playing lots of tunes from that and just kind of mixing it up, their own version of it. And but they're professionals. They are going to throw out all the big guns of their old hits.
One of my favorite shows is CBS Sunday Morning. I guess it's 5-6 months ago they did a story on them as they reached their 40th anniversary.
Oh,
just
wow.
The idea. It's the same folks.
Yeah.
They haven't changed.
Exactly.
It's the same four people. And to listen to, and, you know, go to YouTube, and I guess you got a little video on the website.
Absolutely.
You know, can go hear what these people do. And if you haven't heard them, you haven't heard the commercials, they are just, as soon as they start singing, you know. I mean, you know exactly. That's the Manhattan Transfer.
Exactly.
And so anyway, tickets still available?
Tickets still available. Tickets range anywhere from $32 to $64. We've got some great student special discounts for students, not just for A&M students, high school students as well that are jazz lovers, so they can come on out.
And if you already got none, you can order online?
You can order online at mscopus.org,
mm-hmm.
and you can call the box office at 979-845-1234.
Okay, so that's coming up tomorrow night. Then what's the next performance?
The next performance is the American Bluegrass Masters on October 14th.
Okay, so and tickets available for all that. And you can see the whole schedule, main stage, also the Opus Junior, and the Intimate Gatherings, which is kind of a neat deal.
Absolutely.
The whole season kicking off tomorrow with Manhattan Transfer. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are your allergies driving you crazy? Are you tired of all the dust in your house? Did you know that the air inside your house is some of the dirtiest air you breathe? At Sovac City, we offer top quality HEPA filter vacuums and filters that can help get rid of that dirty old air. We have Miele vacuums, the only HEPA certified vacuums available today. We also offer IQ air filters, which have hyper HEPA filters that are the same filters used in hospitals today. Sovac City in front of HEB and College Station. Come on down, see us.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Well, as mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, got a little front coming through, so it's going to be a little warm today and tomorrow, but then we're going to cool off some more. 92 is the high temperature today, which is not so bad, with a 20% chance of showers. 73 is the low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers as the front comes through, with a high temperature of 91, low temperature of 72. Then, on Sunday, high of only 86 and a low of 59. Probably do the same thing on Monday as well with those northerly winds. It'll feel a lot nicer. Right now, humidity is 94%. We've got
fair skies, and it's 73 degrees outside.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You know, ever since the Citizens United case, when the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are free to spend their own money to engage in a political process, Democrats have been screaming. But now they're about to go quiet, and that's because Government Motors has stepped into the political process, lifting a self-imposed ban on donating to political campaigns. Unsurprisingly, the largest beneficiaries of Government Motors donations are Democrats. Debbie Stabenow, Sherrod Brown, John Dingell are among the Democrats getting campaign money from GM. So Obama fires the CEO of GM and installs his own boss. And then with a 61% ownership stake, the Obama regime dictates what kind of cars Government Motors is going to make, specifically so-called green cars that nobody wants. Now, under the regime's control, Government Motors donates to Democrats that they say support a strong auto industry. Now, who wrote the list? Obama? Government Motors spokesman Greg Martin is quoted in the Wall Street Journal, "As we've emerged as a new company, we're not going to sit on the sidelines as our competitors in other industries who have PACs are participating in the political process." Now, look, I'm all for corporations using their money to join in the political debate. Their money. But Government Motors still owes the taxpayers billions of our dollars. So it's not their money being used to support Democrats. It's yours. It's mine. It's ours. And that is a problem. Excuse me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
And now, the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins restaurants.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 72 degrees right now at the studios, 92 for a high today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A majority of the College Station City Council wants state and or federal laws banning texting while driving. That shot down Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyle's attempt to enact a local traffic law.
My motive and my heart here is, what can we do to keep things safer? Not one day do I get in my car that I don't drive in this community or anywhere else, whether I'm in Houston, Austin, Dallas, that I don't see people on their phones texting and doing all kinds of stuff. When you've got an iPhone, you're looking at Facebook, you're doing all kinds of things. And I agree. I think the state legislator needs to man up and do something about it. But, you know, what happens if they decide they're not going to do that? I think we need to realize that there's something that we can do here.
The rest of the city council followed the recommendation of Police Chief Jeff Capps.
As I go from one city to the next and across the state of Texas, I mean, are we banning texting here? Are we banning cell phone use here? Or what exactly is the law? That's the challenge with the state not coming forward and passing the law. And that's the challenge that I see. I truly think that we need state legislation as it relates to this. It pushes it out across the whole state, and then everybody has a clear understanding of what the law is, and we won't have to, in each city, have different laws in place.
The Texas Municipal League and National League of Cities will be contacted, among others, to call on Austin and Washington lawmakers to enact bans. Resolving budget shortfalls was one of the first topics discussed as the Texas A&M System Board of Regents opened its quarterly meeting. Chancellor Mike McKinney says legislative budget board staff have heard from system executives.
We refuse to sit back and wait for the economy to get better. We intend to make the economy better. We take that as our responsibility to grow out of it. And so instead of waiting for the state to give us more, we're going to go out and earn more. And that's what we had talked about earlier, about growing our way out of this.
McKinney says he was proud A&M system officials, without any prompting, presented a unified front in Austin.
There was a number of the universities, a number of the agencies, who in their comments referred to something that they got from another university as far as a best practice, as far as something that we were going to do, programs that we were doing together, ways that we were going to do education, and ways that we were going to do research in the future.
Mixing miscommunication and alcohol landed the owner of a Bryan Bar in jail earlier this week. Police were called to the Flying W near Coulter Field Wednesday night. Officer John Agnew says the bar owner went across the street holding a 9mm pistol, thinking he'd found the man who was stalking his daughter.
Well, the victim has a company, and part of the job of the victim is to repossess vehicles. And that vehicle, he was parked across the street looking for a vehicle that he was supposed to be repossessing. And, you know, because he's in the area looking for vehicles, he looks suspicious. And this is where the miscommunication, you know, started.
44-year-old David Wayne Thompson, who told police he'd drunk five or six beers, was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication. The victim said he felt in fear for his life when Thompson displayed the pistol, which was pointed toward the ground during the entire confrontation. Thompson also told officers he was a licensed peace officer from Robertson County, but Agnew says Thompson was in the role of a private citizen at the time of the incident. Thompson was released from jail after posting bond. And the Brazos County Republican Party's Wise Up, Rise Up victory rally is tomorrow at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. Party Chairman Paul Rieger says many conservative candidates and incumbents will be in attendance.
Senator Steve Ogden will be there. Steve will be addressing the national deficit, and I think issues concerning possibility of a constitutional convention for the federal government to have a balanced budget like the state of Texas does. We'll have Senator Dan Patrick, who is out of Houston. Many people know him as an independent conservative. We have Tom Paulkin, who is clearly one of the most ardent conservative authors in the country.
Complimentary American flags will be handed out to the first 2,000 attendees. Gates open tomorrow at 5. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 72 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Someone new moves to town. They're presented a basket full of information with new businesses. Be there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm with high temperatures, we'll say right around 90. And then tonight, some occasional clouds and warm, low temperature mid-70s. Now tomorrow, it'll be 85 to 90 with a mix of clouds and sun, a slightly greater chance of getting some afternoon thunderstorms. Chance of a shower, middle 70s on Saturday night, and partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms around Sunday. High temperature in the middle and upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brian Coach Bob Ballard says that Allison's defense has a whole lot of people back from last year, and they were good last year. We'll hear him talk about that. That'll be part of our high school football report coming up. There's a lot of it around the area tonight. We'll talk about that, some soccer tonight over in Aggieland, and more coming up in sports.
Hey, remember, you can keep up with our local scores. Go to twitter.com/BrazzesFootball. You can just track that. And you can take us along with you no matter where you go. Go to RadioAggieland.com, download that little app, and you can stream any of our radio stations on your wireless device.
How about that?
It's like the 21st century. It really is.
Yeah, right here in the 18th. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, we're further along.
By the way, we got ourselves a super Wi-Fi coming around the bend. Not just that regular plain old Wi-Fi. FCC voted yesterday to open up some unused airwaves between television channels for wireless broadband networks that'll be more powerful and can reach further than today's Wi-Fi hotspots.
I thought you were going to say more powerful than a locomotive.
No, no. New technology, super Wi-Fi. This could see, we could see a situation here that it'll show up maybe within the next year.
So, super Wi-Fi, what is that?
Super Wi-Fi will be able to penetrate walls. And it'll have a lot of capacity and should be able to travel, in fact, several miles rather than just your hotspots that you've got now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, once again.
What kind of tumors is that going to put on the brain?
Okay, Chase, if you want to go back to your diesel-powered Radio Shack computer, we can do that. Want to listen to that dial-up modem happen.
I'm just saying, man.
I know.
Something's like, a little unseemly.
Right?
Of course, like, not, you know, but then again, we've been. For generations, we've been bombarded with radio waves, so.
Notice how it makes us all taller? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Somehow your house was immune.
Yeah, somehow. So anyhow, that's what they say will happen. But once again, you know, if that's the case, how many people are going to be hopping onto that that wireless connection right there and maybe downloading some stuff that they shouldn't and, comes back on you, seeing how that works out for you. Hey, I don't know, exciting days today in College Station. Can the residents of College Station jump higher today than they could yesterday?
Por qué?
Well, they had a 6% increase in their utility rate, so they have less money in their pocket.
Oh,
I probably shouldn't have said that. Okay. All right, let's see here. Let's do our food segment. You want to do a food segment?
Sure.
We've already talked about pig's feet this morning, but we can move on from there. Expiration dates.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to clean out the pantry last Sunday and found some amazingly old spices.
Ah.
I mean,
really. Splash a little of that on.
Yeah, incredibly old. Now, do you toss those or, you know, like these flavor packs that are in aluminum, you know, and sealed, you know, aluminum or some sort of metal type container? Do you throw those away simply because the expiration date is, barely... when one of your children was in diapers? I mean, you know, do you throw stuff away when you come across an expiration date that's passed? What do you guys do
with
that
kind of stuff? For the most part.
Depends on how long.
And if it, you know, if it's, we had this discussion on the other station a while back as far as things like, and I think we talked about it here too, milk and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah.
I'll always make milk pass the smell test.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Because it's not a store brand. I think it's a brand that's only, you know, available at one particular chain, but it's not the chain brand of milk.
Yeah.
That for whatever reason, its track record of lasting, I'm talking 7 days past the expiration date, is almost unmatched.
Really?
I mean, it's truly amazing.
Yeah.
And it tends to be the cheapest milk, too.
Huh.
I know what you're talking about. I know that.
I'm not
that.
Sure
yeah.
I'd trust it 7 days.
Well, though. No. Actually, if
Well, I haven't called in sick yet, have I?
Yeah, but you get one little curdle, you know, and then you're off of milk forever.
But if it's kept refrigerated, milk is supposed to, and obviously still tastes good, supposed to last about a week beyond the sell-by date. Cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. Chase, I know this is something you were concerned about.
Absolutely.
Should last 10 to 14 days after the date on the carton, or 10 to 14 days after you open it.
It's already curdled and nasty. What else could happen?
Well, it can turn blue on you.
Curdler and nastier? Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Mayonnaise, if it's unopened and refrigerated, which are two things that are very important with mayonnaise, it can be kept for 30 days after its expiration date or 3 to 4 months after opening. Yogurt, once again, how would you know? Much like sour cream.
But sour cream gets that water stuff that kind of seeps to the top. Yeah. If it's possible to seep to the top.
It's stir like it.
It reversed seeps.
Yeah, just stir it.
No. I don't disagree with that. I'm saying it's just unseemly.
Yeah. Well, or if it gets a mold culture on it, that's
probably. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're growing penicillin, you don't need to be eating it.
Yogurt will be good 7 to 10 days after the sell-by date. And it says here eggs, if properly refrigerated, should last at least 3 to 5 weeks after the sell-by date. Just keeping you up to date on that. So, contest for the best poster in Taiwan. Officials solicited entries for the contest. Their favorite was the image of a paper airplane slicing through the air and words tumbling off the wings. They thought it was a really cool-looking poster. So they awarded Wu Brown of Thailand $50,000, which is about $1,500, and a medal for this image. The poster was splashed all over the transit systems in Thailand. Apparently, not one of the judges' panels was familiar with Dutch art, because a woman who saw the poster at the transit stop in Thailand was familiar with it. She called the organizers of the contest and told them that the prize winner had, in fact, ripped off the work of an artist named Dennis Zabijan, who is a Dutch artist, who had created this image titled Truth. Problem is that the contest was for the best anti-plagiarism poster. And it had been, in fact, plagiarized. It's our irony for today. All right, State Fair of Texas, we've talked about their foods.
Yeah.
But now there are other state fairs out there that have other interesting things. For instance, who wouldn't elbow a child out of the way to get a slice of corn dog pizza?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's on it? I mean, you got your corn and you got your wiener.
Well, it's not my fault if your kid gets in my way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's at the Minnesota State Fair. At the San Diego County Fair.
Yeah.
Sweet potato dog. At the Wisconsin State Fair, it's go ahead. Yeah. I don't have a picture.
Is that sweet potato with the Frankfurter there? You know, in other words, a chili dog includes your Frankfurter.
I believe it has no meat in it. I believe it is a sweet potato in the place of where the dog would be.
I see. Yeah.
Deep fried cheesesteak on a stick. Cheese steak on a stick. How does that work? Is there a bun involved?
Doesn't sound like it.
Chocolate tornado potato. This is a whole potato, spiral cut, placed on a stick, deep fried, then dipped in chocolate.
Now we're talking healthy.
I'm not going to tell you tried it.
Now you've got my attention, my friend.
Once again, take the tater, spiral cut it.
Yeah.
Then you put it on a stick and deep fry it. Then you dip it in chocolate.
And plop it in nuts or powdered sugar, too.
Right. Deep fried Klondike bar.
What would you do?
Yeah, for a deep fried. The garbage burger. This at the Indiana State Fair. This is a deep fried pork patty topped with a healthy serving of pulled pork. So that's like a double pork. That's great.
Oh, you just need to wrap it in bacon.
Deep fried cheddar bacon mashed potatoes on a stick. This is from Minnesota. They're not doing bad. This is okay. Deep fried cheddar bacon mashed taters on a stick. And from the San Diego County Fair, how about a hash brown hot dog? Got that grease dripping out of the
I bet that's a hot dog between two hash browns is what that is.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah,
You're going to starch it up with a hash brown on a hot dog bun? Yeah, Nobody's going to eat that.
That's probably right. Yeah, you're right.
Because then you slather it in ketchup.
So they go ahead and just make this hash brown cradle, if you will, for the hot dog.
Sure.
Go ahead and eat that.
Because it's crispy.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Grease soaked through that napkin. Oh, yeah.
If you could take a rainbow and a clear blue summer sky
and mix them with a gentle breeze in a bowl
sunshine.
You'd have the taste of Bluebell made the good old-fashioned way.
Then you'd have a real good start on a Bluebell country day.
Homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Bluebell caramel turtle cheesecake gives delicious a new meaning. Luscious cheesecake ice cream with chocolate-coated caramel turtles, roasted pecans, cheesecake pieces with chocolate cookie crust, and caramel swirl. The accents on yummy.
Bluebell homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Village Foods in Bryan and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
If you were to spend just 2 minutes consuming mainstream news, from television to radio to the internet, there's a good chance you might ask a variation of a question that regularly confounds me. Have we gone completely mad? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. What has come of the news business today? Is the industry simply reflecting the distorted priorities of the culture? Or has the business become financially driven, or maybe a little bit of both? Of course, tabloid journalism is not new. From the advent of the penny press in the early 1800s, to William Randolph Hearst's yellow journalism in the 1900s, to 24-hour cable news, Americans have always seemed to be naturally drawn to the sensational. For some people, bad news is simply too interesting to ignore. Like a car wreck on the freeway. You want to turn away, but you can't. For others, bad news helps them feel better about themselves. As rough as their life might be, it's not as bad as the poor guy in handcuffs on the front page. I think we'd be wise to remember that the tabloid headlines of today, much of it negative and depressing, will become yesterday's news tomorrow. When we get caught up with the rest of the culture and the trivial, the tawdry, and the temporal, we lose sight of the big picture. Let's instead spend our time looking for the good and celebrating the heroes, from the firemen to policemen to soldiers, and yes, to the great moms and dads of our day. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Have you noticed these days that every other ad seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt. Like that's going to help you. It is important that you get all the facts first. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt consultant. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist you in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment. Call now, 800-501-7032. That's 800-501-7032.
Good Friday morning, everybody. One more time, let's take a look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. District football, the district wars start tonight just about everywhere. In 12-5A, Bryan Vikings will be on the road to start the district race at Leo Buckley Stadium to meet Ellison out of Killeen. Bryan coach Bob Ballard says that Ellison has a defense with a lot of experience.
You know, they have 8 kids back from a defense that I thought was pretty tough a year ago. And they've got 3 of their 4 down linemen, and they're supposed to have about all four of their linebackers back that finished the season last year. And they got a couple kids in the secondary, plus the coach's son's playing free safety. So, I mean, they've got great personnel on defense. They can really run. It's going to be one of those things we're going to have to get in. We're going to have to execute extremely well. we're going to have to be very, very physical. They've got good size at the defensive tackle position and one defensive end. And then they've got great quickness and speed every place else, and they like to hit you. And they run the football. They've given us some big plays this year, and that's been kind of been something that's really hurt them. But at the same time, they've got the they're very, very capable of playing very good defense.
Game starts at 7:30. You'll be able to hear the game with Chase Murphy and David Campbell over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone, with the pregame starting at 7 o'clock. A&M Consolidated will be right down the road from there. They'll be at Temple to take on the Wildcats to open up district play. You'll be able to hear that game right here on 1620 WTAW with Mike Wright and Shane McAuliffe. How about the Rudder Rangers? 4-0 in non-district, but now they start district play in their brand-new class. It's 16-4A, a 7-team district, and they'll start things off at home tonight with Merrill Green's at Merrill Green Stadium. And that will be with the Hutto Hippos that'll be coming to town, the Rudder Rangers. Be sure and join Keith Kane for that. You'll be able to hear that on the radio at KACB 96.9 FM, the new home of the Rudder Rangers on the air. Of course, you can access all of these games worldwide on the web at RadioAggieland.com. Also in the area tonight, Brenham hosts Magnolia West, Rockdale's at Madisonville. Cameron goes to Hearn, and Leon is at Lovelady. Rogers will be at Franklin to take on the Lions. Lexington will host Gerald. Iola Bulldogs are at Hubbard tonight. The Normandy Panthers will bring in Bartlett, and the Somerville Yewas host Granger. Bremont Tigers entertain Axtell. Burton is at Riesel. Brazos Christian is at the Woodlands Christian. Allen Academy will host Tomball Rose Hill. Brazos Valley Homeschool goes to San Marcos to play their homeschool on Saturday. Calvert Trojans are at Greenville Christian. Caldwell, they've got the weekend off. No Aggie volleyball, no Aggie football, I should say, this weekend, but we do have volleyball. They'll be playing tomorrow night at Reed Arena against the University of Colorado. Lindsay Miller is a sophomore from Katy Cinco Ranch. She is second on the team in kills behind Kelsey Black. Coach Lori Carbelli talks about Lindsay Miller.
Lindsay has a couple of favorite sets, and she seems to just dominate in those couple of sets that she likes to run. And I'm really impressed with the connection that she's got with our setters. She's able to describe exactly what she needs, what needs to change about a set that maybe she didn't connect with, in a way that her setters want to give it to her better. And she's not, it's not crass, it's not demanding, it's just a great team attitude.
By the way, wearing a senior ring, an Aggie senior ring, gets you into that volleyball match for free tomorrow night. Tonight at 7:30 at the Aggie Soccer Complex, the fifth-ranked Aggies will be hosting Colorado. Rangers and the Oakland A's, a big four-game series that started last night on the West Coast, and Oakland wins it 5-0, so Texas's magic number stays at 4 to clinch the AL West. They'll play again tonight. Texas wins 2 in Oakland, and they clinch it out west. If they don't win 2, well, then they'd have a chance to do it at home against Seattle next week. The Astros lost to Washington 7-2 yesterday. They are at Pittsburgh this weekend. And Paul Casey took a big step towards wrapping up the FedEx Cup title and its $10 million bonus. Shot a 6-under par 64 in the first round of the Tour Championship in Atlanta. That puts him in a tie for the lead with Luke Donald and Jeff Ogilvie. Casey entered the season-ending tournament in fifth place in the FedEx Cup standings and was the only one in the top five to break par in the first round. Jim Furyk is a shot back. Phil Mickelson in a group that is three shots off the pace. And finally, Don Nelson on his way out as the Golden State coach, according to an NBA source telling the AP. The move is expected to come on Monday, although it's not known if the 70-year-old Nelson will resign or be fired. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville for Awards and More. At 7:56, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. If you're a student, Awards and More can engrave personal items, such as cell phones, iPods, laptops, and more. Do you need T-shirts for your student organization? Awards and More also provides custom-designed T-shirts, screen printing, and imprinted promotional products and embroidery. Remember, everyone needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call call 696-3886 for awards and more today.
It's pretty amazing how the internet has changed our lives. I mean, those of us who can remember what it was like before having the internet anyway, but that's a whole other story. It's amazing how the internet has changed the car buying experience, because now you can shop for vehicles that you want online. How about being able to ask questions of someone who knows the car business inside and out and being able to do that online? And the answer is absolutely yes, you can do that. When you go to WTAW.com and you ask Mike, you'll scroll down a little bit on the left. You'll see Mike Vivaldi, his picture. Just click on that icon and ask the car buying question that you have. And Mike Vivaldi from Team Auto in Navasota will answer your question. He'll do it in a timely manner. He'll be honest about it. And he will help you make a better, more informed decision about your car buying choices. Take advantage of the resources that are out there. Do it today by asking Mike. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Hey, attention all you 20-somethings out there who are bouncing around from job to job. Your parents did too. Contrary to conventional wisdom, information from the Bureau of Labor Statistics find that baby boomers held about 11 jobs during the 22 years after college, spending about 2.5 years 11. On each job. Yeah, 11 and 22 years. Survey looked at the number of jobs that baby boomers held before they were 44 and how long they stuck with them. And like their kids, only about 5% of the boomers who got jobs between those ages of 23 and 28 kept them longer than 15 years.
I'm just kidding. I've had six.
Oh.
I mean, six different people I've worked for, including myself.
Let's see, 11 jobs since the 22 years after college. I've had two.
You need to get out more.
Yeah,
I've lost count.
Yeah. Oh, good. So that's good. Chase, I appreciate you bringing the average up for the show. That's good. Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast looks really pretty nice. Actually, we're going to have a front come through here, a little wind shift. 92 today, 73 tonight, slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain. But get this, Sunday night, 59's the low. What's going on in the news?
Texas A&M System talks budget. College Station City Council talks to ban on texting while driving, and conservatives get ready to rally in College Station. Those stories and more coming up.
8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. A 3-foot surge of floodwater rushed through downtown Arcadia, Wisconsin, forcing hundreds from their homes. More rain today could make matters even worse for the entire region. ABC's Lindsay Davis is there.
Some of the hardest hit areas got about 10 inches or more, which for several cities in this area, this is the most rain that they'd seen in a 24-hour period in their history. But for the most part, we're talking about a lot of basement water damage, waters in some cases going up to the front step of a home.
Sarah Shord spent 410 days in solitary confinement in an Iranian prison before being released on medical grounds. But her two companions, including her fiancé, are still being held in Iran. Shord wants to meet face-to-face today with Iran's president in New York, repeating on ABC's Good Morning America, they weren't spies.
We were hiking behind a tourist site, and there was absolutely no indication of a border. So we had no intention of going to Iran. A mistake was made. This whole thing has been a huge misunderstanding.
There's a special UN meeting taking place today on high food prices around the world, triggered in part by Russia's grain export ban. Food riots recently erupted in Mozambique. Lindsay Lohan may be preparing for life behind bars again. She goes before a judge in Beverly Hills today, says ABC's Alex Stone.
After violating her probation again for a 2007 drunken driving conviction, the court could decide to send Lohan right to jail today. The hearing is expected to be a quick one. The judge may hear arguments at a later hearing, but he could decide Lohan has to stay in jail until that next hearing. Alex Stone, ABC News, at the courthouse in Beverly Hills.
Singer Eddie Fisher has died from complications of hip surgery. He was 82. His fame as a pop singer in the 50s and 60s overshadowed by his tabloid life. Scandals ending his marriages to Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor. This is ABC News.
Come to the Home Depot for Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98 and get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scotts Fertilizer for just $17.98 and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes, and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually, you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Bottling a human hormone that scientists think could improve your social skills. ABC's Linda Albin has the story.
Feeling shy? Are you the proverbial wallflower? Scientists say there is hope for those who feel awkward in social situations. It's called oxytocin, dubbed the hormone of love. It's been found to improve social skills. Trials of men showed that the hormone acts to improve powers of empathy, but only in those less socially proficient to begin with. There was little impact on the naturally confident, and the scientists say the research has implications for those with severe deficiencies, including autism.
Children are learning to swear at an earlier age, and researchers found kids are also swearing more often than children did just a few decades ago. Sociologists say the rise in profanity among kids isn't surprising given the general rise of the use of swearing among adults during the same time period. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Okay, that's two in a row. That's two in a row. Your kids are cussing more than they used to, and they're fat.
I was going to say, what if you have a fat potty mouth?
if you have a fat potty mouth, they're
you pretty much just ought to give them back, shouldn't
default
you?
Failure. That's exactly right. I'd go back and just let them sit on the steps of the hospital until somebody comes to get them.
There you go.
Okay. They're fat, by the way, because you fed them too much, and now they're going to be angry at you, and because you're not going to buy them a car because they're fat, then they're going to cuss at you. So I think we've pretty well tied those stories together. I feel pretty good about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Get your fill of shrimp and catfish tonight at the Tap, because next week will be the last peel and eat shrimp and catfish fry of the fall. But the happy hour is still going strong. Come out to the Tap tonight for shrimp and catfish made fresh to order on the front porch starting at 5:30 p.m. and enjoy $2 margaritas on the rocks, $2.50 domestic pints, and $2.50 tecates. And keeping the tradition going next Friday for the last shrimp and catfish fry of the fall at the Tap on Harvey Road. Call 696-5570. The Tap wants you to party safely and designate a driver.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books. A constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more, because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So, it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
WTAW News Time, 807, 73 degrees right now at the studios, 92 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com today. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving will remain legal in College Station where allowed outside of school zones, but City Council wants the practice to stop. Councilman Dennis Maloney was among those calling for state and or federal bans.
You know, I started wearing a safety belt long before it became the law. And I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But I realized, seeing that people getting killed, that probably I would be wise to do that. And I think now I've gotten to the point now I'm not answering the cell phone when I'm on the, you know, when I'm driving the car. I'm just not doing it. Forget about it. So I cannot burden my police officers with it at this point. This is something that the state has to solve.
Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles, who called for the citywide ban, disagreed on waiting.
But what I would implore the council to consider is perhaps if we do wait for the Texas legislature to finally do something and see the issue that is here and the problems that arise with texting and driving and phone use while driving, if they don't decide to pass something, I think we still need to look to ourselves for some leadership here and do something, because this is only going to get worse.
The National League of Cities and the Texas Municipal League will be contacted, among others, calling on lawmakers in Washington and Austin to enact bans. Beginning the Texas A&M System Board of Regents quarterly meeting, Chancellor Mike McKinney says system officials have made their first budget presentation to the Legislative Budget Board staff.
They were brief, to the point, and accurate, and there was no whining. We made the point that the cuts are not without pain, but that we understood what our job was, and that was to carry on and to do the best that we could do. And that we weren't going to close any universities and we weren't going to close any agencies. We would, in fact, do what we needed to do to continue.
McKinney told Regents instead of waiting for the state to give more money, the system will get out and grow their way out of the budget crisis. Bryan police called to a bar near Coulter Field Wednesday night where the owner was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication. 44-year-old David Wayne Thompson of the Flying W Bar went across the street accusing a man of stalking his daughter. The victim, who picks up repossessed vehicles, found one in the bar's parking lot but was waiting across the street because of a crowd that had gathered outside. The victim said Thompson approached him with a handgun, which was pointed at the ground during the entire confrontation. Police found a 9mm pistol in Thompson's truck. He told officers he had drunk 5 or 6 beers and was a commissioned peace officer from Robertson County.
Being a commissioned peace officer, you know, whether we're on duty or off duty, we are still held to, you know, high standards. And really the question is was the officer on duty at the time when the weapon was displayed? And when we look at this situation by itself, you know, the commissioned peace officer was off duty at the time, and so the officers acted accordingly as if they were addressing a normal citizen.
Thompson was released from jail after posting bond. By the way, that was Bryan Police Officer John Agnew speaking there. And the Wise Up, Rise Up Conservative Victory Rally is scheduled for this Saturday at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Organizers intend to reclaim traditional American themes and values. That rally starts at 5 o'clock Saturday evening. For a list of speakers and additional information, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 810, 73 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com. Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200. That's 324-1200 and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, Sterling Flatware, and Rolex Watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
They've shaken things up at Texas Truck Riggins. From truck and SUV accessories to rhinestones, you'll find everything from Ranchette grill guards and bumpers, toolboxes, headache racks, diesel performance chips, spray and bed liners and powder coating, to hand-poured circling candles, embellished yellow box shoes, fun fashion jewelry, and purses. From truck swag to lady bling, you'll find it all at Texas Truck Riggins. Voted best in the Brazos Valley 8 years running. See the Bobonski family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan for the best in truck accessories. And now, so much more.
News Talk 1620, WTAW's 813. Let's check some weather.
Through today, we stay partly sunny. There may be a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, but there'll be few and far between. High temperature right around 90 once again. Tonight, middle 70s with a few clouds. Now, for the weekend, intervals of clouds and sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. And we'll gradually have an increasing chance of getting a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during this weekend. Temperatures tomorrow, 85 to 90, mid-70s at night, and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to have to tear Jay Sokol from the City of College Station away from his jumble. You don't even have the jumble today, do you?
No, I don't know where the paper is.
Oh, I took it out there.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew if I left it in here, you probably would be sidetracked and just be working the jumble.
I absolutely would.
So what's going on in the Two-Name City?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the Two-Name City. We did end up leaving our council meeting much earlier than usual last night, which was tremendous.
Reason for celebration of itself.
We were pretty happy about that. So anyway, but the main attraction here is Ann Boykin with our heritage programs, and I think there's a statue dedication coming up.
There's just before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
To speed this meeting up, if you might have the inducement of an all-you-could-eat ice cream bar afterwards.
All right.
Ooh, they could start setting it up, you know, say around 9.
Yes, suggest that, you know.
And every 10 minutes, just, you know, you just remind them, keep in mind, ice cream melts.
we'll work on that. All right, excuse me.
Yes.
Ann, how are you this morning?
I'm playing second fiddle to an ice cream.
Oh, well, we do. We have a dedication coming up, huh?
We do. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is dedicating the Texian statue on the Lynn Stewart Pathway October 2nd. It's a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lots of festivities are planned for that dedication. We will have a replica of a little cannon that we're going to fire off. We have some Texian reenactors who are going to be out there and with demonstrations of the long guns and some of the handguns that were used at that time period. And we have an 1836 coin from Texas that it was dropped down into the base of the statue when we set that statue this week. And a lot of good history is marked out there with the 22 panels we have along the path, each one commemorating a different war that the U.S. has been involved in. There were 17 official wars. The 18th is the War for Texas Independence. And each of the places along the path has a 2-foot by 3-foot interpretive panel that tells the story of the war with graphics and photographs. And there's a granite marker and a bench. And these are all coming from community donations. And it's really a very neat addition to the park. It's, from what I can find, it's one of a kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Heritage Programs is a neat deal. You got a website that folks can go to?
We
and
do.
See stuff.
It's the Project Hold website, and it's hold.cstx.gov.
Okay, and again, the dedication will be?
October 2nd, Saturday at 10 o'clock at Lynn Stewart Pathway, which is just adjacent to the Veterans Memorial.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Anything else from you today?
Just a quick reminder that TxDOT will be opening up the Barron Road Underpass Monday mid-morning about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So there'll be a little dedication ceremony only at 9. It should be opened up at 10 o'clock, so that should be a pretty good deal for folks down in that area.
They've been waiting a while for that, that's for sure. All right, thanks a lot. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with them on Fridays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguilar Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
817 News Talk 1620 WTAW. John Happ's here this morning as a member of the board of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott.
What you got for us?
Scott, I'm here to... Chris asked me to come, Chris Dyer, our director, to talk about benchmarking the arts. We have a great project that we've just started. You've seen all of the trains painted around town, how pretty and decorative they are.
Sure.
Well, our incoming president, Sue Lee, brainstormed this idea that we were going to paint benches. And we have an opportunity to have these benches put anywhere the sponsor would like to have these benches put. We have about 10 artists that are going to be doing the painting. You can select any of those artists, or you can have your own artist. And I think you're well aware of that bench, as a matter of fact.
Matter of fact, we bought the first one.
Bought the very first one, and very, very nice. I'm jealous.
It is. It's got the airplane motif on it, obviously.
It really looked nice at the airport.
Yeah.
And this is a great project, and I think it will help the Arts Council get advertised of what we do for the cities. And it can go any either city, go any location that you would like to put it. And you can put it in your house. You can put it in your business. You can put it out in the park, and we have an agreement with the two cities that there are locations that the city would be happy to put it in. We have a group of people that are going to buy a bench and sponsor a bench and give it to a school and let the school decorate it, which I think is really tremendous.
Mm-hmm. These are metal benches. They're full-seat benches. They're not slatted like you might think of an old park bench, so they're very modern and obviously can be bolted down to concrete and or set in concrete.
And they're fairly heavy. They'd be hard to move without bolting them down, actually, but... Yes, they're a full ADA-approved bench.
And it's kind of neat. Again, you've seen cities all over America do different types of items. As you say, right. The trains happened here with the Bush Library. So this is a neat opportunity. If folks want to, what are the steps in the process? What's the timeline,
well,
basically?
Well, we have an application that has to be in for sponsorship by the 31st of October. It's $3,000 for sponsorship. And that includes the artist that we have listed, if that's who you want to use. If you want your own artist, you'll have to make that arrangement with your own artist. But I think it's going to be a great project for the cities, and it's something we can do every year. And if you want multiple benches, this is a good way to do it.
Sure.
We allow you to pay it out in time. You don't have to pay the money up front. Mm-hmm. So we do have that option.
Okay. So that's that all can be done in a neat opportunity. And now, then, will there be an unveiling at some point, or how will that be done? How will you express
it? We have a plan next March to have them all in one location for a reception, and I'm not privy to talk about that yet,
but we will be advertising that.
And Craig's here with me this morning. He wanted to talk about our upcoming show that we're going to do at the Arts Council.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Tell me what you got for us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
We're having an upcoming here on October 2nd. It's going to be opening up. It's Jill Maxwell. She's an artist from Dallas, and she does a really unique twist. She takes religious icons and puts them onto regular tool items that we would use like today, which is ironing boards and boxes. And she's taking six famous women who've been throughout the history of time, and she's putting them onto these large wooden ironing boards and set up. And you'll see Lady Madonna images and other images like that. And we're going to have them set out through the whole council or through the whole gallery, and people can come take a look at them. And they're really unique. We've never done anything where we have something like an ironing board and we're mixing it in with a religious theme. So it's going to be really nice.
But that's what's so neat about the arts, is you end up having these unusual combinations of things.
It really will make you think, this one.
Is there a gift shop there at the
We arts sure center? Do. We have a gift shop, and we have about, right now, we have about 15 to 20 artists who have their items there on consignment. And it's everything from jewelry to painting to pottery to photography. So really, if you're looking for anything for a friend or for a gift, we've got it there at the Arts Council.
Well, it's really the best of both worlds. You're shopping locally, which is great, and you're sponsoring the arts at the same time. So it works well.
It's really something else when you see these artists and you tell them, oh, yeah, someone bought your piece here locally. It really inspires them and wants them to do more things.
Off the top of your head, can you tell me when the gallery's open or when that they could go in and
sure,
do it?
Sure. The gallery will start. This show will open up on Saturday from 10 to 2, and then it will kick off the following week from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And then we'll actually have a reception if you wanted to come meet Jill on October 7th at 5:30 through 7:30.
Okay. You got an opportunity to get a chance to talk to the artists themselves kind of hear a little bit about what the motivation for the work was. You got to, yes.
I can brag on Craig Hollinger. He has put together some of the most beautiful shows that we've had at the Arts Council. He does he's an artist himself putting these shows together, and it's really worthwhile to come out and see the display and how he presents it at the Arts Council.
Well, again, it's floor space. It's available. It's an opportunity for people to see the exhibit and then an opportunity to buy and sell art as well. So that's
I always say one thing to a lot of people. If you want to come by and you want to have a really nice place to bring a date and it's cheap, well, we're always free and come on in and show a little culture and then go on to your next destination.
There you go. Okay. And, again, the website is?
It's www.acbv.org.
Okay, good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all coming in this morning. And we visit with the folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
October 9th is one day you don't want to miss. Live at Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, your home team takes on the Hogs of Arkansas. Rivalries are renewed yet again in the 2010 Southwest Classic. Tickets are still on sale. Visit 12thmanfoundation.com for more information. This is our time to shine, Ag, so pull your tickets, pack up your car, and road trip with us to the Metroplex and Cowboys Stadium October 9th in the Southwest Classic. The fun really starts the night before on October 8th with the All Aggie Hullabaloo at the stadium. Doors open at 7 p.m. with a live concert starting at 8 p.m. with your very own Aggies, Grady Skelton and Granger Smith. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children. Then at 11, the gates open with free admission to Midnight Yell. What a great way to start off the Southwest Classic weekend. Let's paint Arlington Aggie Maroon.
Aggie Report's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Be looking back at the FIU game as Texas A&M has this coming weekend off. Won't play again until the 30th of September. We'll be up in Stillwater, Oklahoma for a date with Oklahoma State. In a moment, Coach Sherman will be here on the Aggie Report. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboys Stadium. Texas A&M not playing tomorrow, the weekend off. They won't play again until the 30th. That's next Thursday night. We'll be in Stillwater, Oklahoma, to take on Oklahoma State. Coach Mike Sherman had his presser this past Monday and talked about the FIU game, our third win of the season to move 3-0 for the year. As the team now won that one 27-20 and getting ready for OSU. How the team responded in the fourth quarter, Mike Sherman.
You know, I thought that when the game was on the line in the fourth quarter, that the guys responded the way they responded. No one tanked it. No one was feeling sorry for themselves going into the fourth quarter. There was a lot of enthusiasm on the sideline. I thought they stayed. I said nobody bought a ticket to the game in this room, and I expect everybody to be a part. If you're not in the game, you're an emotional factor in the ball game, so let's keep the energy going. I thought our energy was fine the entire game. There was frustration, obviously, particularly on offense, but I don't think anybody lost their focus, which was good. And I think in the past, in a situation like that, I don't think I would have been as confident that we would maintain focus throughout the entirety of the game when things were, you know, third quarter, we turned the ball over four times. And to be able to maintain our focus in those situations, I think a lot of kids at that point started thinking about the what ifs, you know, if we don't win this ball game, the what ifs, what's practice going to be like? You know, how am I going to continue to compete? You know, and so forth and so on. So they didn't have that. They didn't have that look at halftime. They were very determined to go out there. Now, unfortunately, third quarter wasn't a very stellar third quarter, but they figured it out, and I was proud that they were able to win the fourth quarter 21-0.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. And again, Oklahoma State coming up next Thursday night. We'll have the broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network starting at 5:30. Soccer tonight at the soccer stadium here on campus. 7:30 is game time. Colorado will be the opponent. Volleyball tomorrow night at Reed. 6:30 game time for that one. Texas Tech will be the opponent. I'm Dave South. Have a great weekend. That's your Aggie Report.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
It's pretty amazing how the internet has changed our lives. I mean, those of us who can remember what it was like before having the internet anyway, but that's a whole other story. It's amazing how the internet has changed the car buying experience because now you can shop for vehicles that you want online. How about being able to ask questions of someone who knows the car business inside and out and being able to do that online? And the answer is absolutely yes, you can do that. When you go to WTAW.com and you ask Mike. You'll scroll down a little bit on the left. You'll see Mike Vivaldi, his picture. Just click on that icon and ask the car buying question that you have, and Mike Vivaldi from Team Auto in Navasota will answer your question. He'll do it in a timely manner. He'll be honest about it, and he will help you make a better, more informed decision about your car buying choices. Take advantage of the resources that are out there. Do it today by asking Mike. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
We continue our focus on education on Bravo Brazos Valley. We started yesterday with Barbara Ibarra. She's the Chief Technology Officer for the Bryan ISD, and that's the spotlight today. And when we finished up yesterday, she was just touching on the new technology. Well, you've heard of it, the iPad. But it's coming to the Bryan ISD. It's actually already there with administrators. But before you know it, it's going to be in teachers' hands and in students' hands. She talked about the advantage of iPads in the classroom yesterday. And now she talks further about that. Here's Barbara Ibarra.
You know, there's a lot of research or a lot of stories out there right now on how iPads help with students with autism and with special needs, and that it helps them better communicate and work with the teacher. There's also a lot of good apps out there right now for higher level learning in terms of, you know, brain development and how do you manipulate the brain online. And there's a lot of interactive nature to it. We're seeing more and more textbook resources going online, and so those will be available through an iPad. Now, an iPad's not the same as a laptop. There are different capabilities with each one. And so it does offer you a choice in cost savings from getting a full laptop for the kid in the classroom or an iPad device where they can do a lot of the online resource learning that we're using right now.
So as a practical application, can they take what comes up on these iPads and project them on a screen so the whole classroom can see it? Here's Barbara Ibarra.
To a certain extent, yes. Right now, you can project Keynote, which is much like PowerPoint presentations, and videos. They don't have a lot that you can project out just the screen right now, but I definitely see that coming. And there are certainly ways to get around that with document cameras and being able to project out to the classroom the manipulative that you're working with so that teachers can showcase that without having everybody huddled around one table where some can see and some cannot.
So this technology is available now. A lot of the technology is coming. But, of course, the aim is to get it available for all kids in the Bryan ISD.
Barbara Ybarra talks about the real aim.
Well, and the aim is to really meet the needs of the kid. You know, each school has their own philosophy on how they see that happening for their school, and they put their money behind what they see as working with their students. And so we have a district standard in terms of certain things we want to see in every classroom, a projector in every classroom, a teacher laptop with every teacher so that they can work no matter where they are and access materials wherever they are. But it really is up to the campus principal and the instructional leadership team on the campus how they best want to meet those needs of their kids, and what they see as a need for their kids may be an iPad or it may be a smart board. And it's really dependent upon how that campus site-based leadership team looks at the data and determines what's best for the kids in the school.
So over the last 2 days, we've given you the highlights of what Barbara Ybarra said about technology in the Bryan ISD and the coming of the iPads. Tonight at halftime of the Bryan and Rutter games, you'll hear the full interview with Barbara Ybarra about technology coming in the Bryan ISD. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley with the focus on education. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 833, 75 degrees right now at the studios. 92 for a high today, but keep your fingers crossed. Don't talk very loudly. We might scare it away. We think a cool front might be in store for us as the weekend comes to a close. We'll tell you more about that. But first, this final news update brought to you by Allen Honda. Great things are happening at Allen Honda. A majority of the College Station City Council wants state and or federal laws banning texting while driving. Councilwoman Katie Marie Lyles wants council to act now, but the rest of the council followed the recommendation of Police Chief Jeff Capps.
As I go from one city to the next and across the state of Texas, I mean, are we banning texting here? Are we banning cell phone use here? Or what exactly is the law? That's the challenge with the state not coming forward and passing the law. And that's the challenge that I see. I truly think that we need state legislation as it relates to this. It pushes it out across the whole state, and then everybody has a clear understanding of what the law is, and we won't have to, in each city, have different laws in place.
The Texas Municipal League and National League of Cities will be contacted, among others, to call on Austin and Washington lawmakers to enact bans. Resolving budget shortfalls was one of the first topics discussed on the Texas A&M System Board of Regents agenda as they opened their quarterly meeting. Chancellor Mike McKinney says Legislative Budget Board staff have heard from system executives.
We refuse to sit back and wait for the economy to get better. We intend to make the economy better. We take that as our responsibility to grow out of it. And so instead of waiting for the state to give us more, we're going to go out and earn more. And that's what we had talked about earlier, about growing our way out of this.
McKinney says he's proud A&M system officials, without any prompting, presented a unified front in Austin. Mixing miscommunication and alcohol landed the owner of a Bryan bar in jail. Police called to the Flying W by Coulter Field Wednesday night. They say the bar owner went across the street holding a 9mm handgun, thinking he found the man who was stalking his daughter.
Well, the victim has a company, and part of the job of the victim is to repossess vehicles. And that vehicle, he was parked across the street looking for a vehicle that he was supposed to be repossessing. And, you know, because he's in the area looking for vehicles, he looks suspicious. And this is where the miscommunication, you know, started.
Bryan PD's John Agnew says 44-year-old David Wayne Thompson, who told police he had drunk 5 or 6 beers, was arrested for illegal display of a firearm and public intoxication. And Brazos County Republican Party is hosting their Wise Up, Rise Up victory rally Saturday at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. Numerous conservative candidates and incumbents will be in attendance. Complimentary flags will be handed out to the first 2,000 attendees. That's 5 until 8 Saturday at Wolfpin Creek. 75 degrees right now, 836. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
This is Chuck Morrow, owner of Agland Lighting and the Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. I'm asking you to shop in town and support our local economy. Local businesses like my own employ your friends and neighbors. Shopping online or driving to Houston hurts local businesses and doesn't guarantee you good service. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to support our community and shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Conductor Marcello Busicchi leads the Brazos Valley Symphony in its 29th season. Throughout this landmark season, each concert will feature fantastic guest artists with local ties who have gone on to outstanding artistic careers. Join in the experience by purchasing season tickets at bvso.org. Single concert tickets are also available. Join the Brazos Valley Symphony for the season opener on October 3rd at 5 p.m. in Ruddard Theater on the Texas A&M campus. Remember, season and single tickets are on sale at www.bvso.org.
8:38, let's check some weather brought to you by United Roofing.
For today, we stay partly sunny. There may be a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, but there'll be few and far between. High temperature right around 90 once again. Tonight, middle 70s with a few clouds. Now, for the weekend, intervals of clouds and sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, and we'll gradually have an increasing chance of getting a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during this weekend. Temperatures tomorrow, 85 to 90, mid-70s at night, and mid to upper 80s on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's almost 20 till 9, and I haven't gotten a chance to really auger Chase into the floor yet today.
Hooray.
And yeah, I was hoping that we could do that maybe one more time.
For this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today we bring you the story of Wayne and Jenna Sandercock, who live in England.
You know, now, it's I will say this.
Yeah.
It's getting more difficult to auger me into the floor.
Yeah.
Because when you prep me for it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I kind of brace myself against it. But it's not so much that.
Yeah.
I'm not discouraging you from prepping me.
Yeah.
It's just that it takes so much to auger me. It takes more to auger me these days.
It takes more pressure down because, once again, we continue to be amazed at the lunacy of some groups.
After all, and now I will introduce a new phrase to our vernacular.
Yeah.
After so many of these stories, you build up significant auger tolerance.
Oh, I like it.
You like that?
I like auger tolerance.
Yeah.
Now, they are a family with six children.
Okay.
All of whom are named for celebrities, soap characters, and rappers.
Rappers?
Yeah. For instance,
outstanding.
Their latest children, they were born September 5th. They are twins, Ronnie and Roxy, named for the Mitchell sisters on BBC's EastEnders. We don't necessarily know about them. But those young'uns join the couple's oldest child. That would be 7-year-old Shakur.
In honor of Tupac.
Who, of course, died in 1996.
Well, they say.
Yeah. The name of their next child was Italy.
Really?
Italy.
Yeah.
Age 5. Inspired by their favorite rap star, Master P, because he has a daughter with the same name.
Okay.
Then came Wayne, who is 4. He is named after American rapper Lil Wayne, of course, followed by daughter Rain, who is age 2, and Rain is the daughter's name of the American comedian Richard Pryor.
Right.
There you
so,
go.
Now, the house is really cluttered with all the kids' stuff. One baby needs lots of things like bottles and toys, etc. And well, of course, they said having the twins was just a nightmare. And, of course, I'm sure it was through immaculate conception.
Mm-hmm.
The twins born on the 5th weigh 4 pounds, 3 ounces, and 5 pounds, 7 ounces, respectively. Now, Daddy wants to be a tattooist.
Of course he does.
Well, we all do.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, who doesn't?
Aim for the moon, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And he says if the twins had been boys, he would have called them Ronnie and Reggie after the gangster Cray twins, but they weren't. Now, why do we speak of these people?
I've been waiting for this part.
Okay.
Because I don't love this part yet.
Okay, no. This couple, did I mention neither of them has a job?
I was waiting on it.
Okay. And they have 6 children.
Right.
And they went before town council and, quote, demanded a bigger house. Okay. The house they have is free. Did I mention it's free? Which means not costing anything. But now Jenna and Wayne are demanding that the local council help them move into something bigger because of their 6 children named after rappers and the children of comedians. That's in England, fortunately.
So they're not on our dole. They're on the dole, but
they're
not
just,
our
yeah,
dole.
That's right. Anyway,
can you imagine if they said, "Sure, we'll go ahead and set you up with a house"? The one caveat is that both of you get sterilized.
Ooh, now you can't be doing that.
Why?
That's
right.
Not.
Well, you can't be going before town council wanting another free house. Notice I said another
free house.
That's the ultimate gone to meddling.
Yeah, if they voted in 08, I think I can guess who they voted for.
Yeah, but it said Great Britain.
Yeah, they voted for Gordon Brown.
Yeah, they did, yeah. So, firefighters in the Canary Islands rushed to trap a freed tourist after his giant beach sand structure collapsed. The 23-year-old German tourist had spent hours digging on the beach, and by the time he was done, the man found himself 10 feet under the sand. Then the giant tunnel collapsed and buried him alive. His girlfriend called 911. After 2 hours of digging, the firefighters were able to get the guy out. Luckily, he was still alive. Who's going to pay for that? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm going to go ahead and dig 10 feet down under the sand.
I was trying to get to China.
Right. And it collapses. I'm going to let you pay for it. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas may not be rocking quite as hard much longer. The Review Journal, the paper of record there in Las Vegas, says the corporation that owns the Hard Rock Cafe chain is suing the hotel because the raunchy image of the hotel has, in fact, damaged the restaurant's reputation.
Well, you know, they have that reality show. It's Rehab at the Rock Hard, or well, Hard Rock, that's what it is.
I didn't know what that was as I read this story. And
it's a bar.
And apparently that's one of the biggest problems. They taped that on Sunday, and apparently all sort of folks show up around the old swimming pool.
An unseemly cast of characters.
On a Sunday afternoon, and that is probably not helping very much. Lawsuit claims the hotel's summer weekend rehab session has basically just involved drunken behavior, violence, and those with criminal records. Oh, criminality. That's a neat word. Some criminality as well. And I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been to a Hard Rock Cafe outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But as best I can recall, there were more people standing in line to buy T-shirts than burgers.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, it's just like Planet Hollywood.
Again, and so it's just that whole...
Yeah. You know, we're getting one here.
What's that?
Hard Rock Cafe. I just thought I'd start the rumor.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
Yeah. You know, why not?
I can see the College Station. I can see the Hard Rock College Station T-shirts already.
Yeah, that'll
Hard Rock Cafe,
good.
Aggieland.
I just wanted to start a rumor that we're getting one. Hey, that rumor might live for 2 years.
All right, let me just tell you.
But when's the last time you saw a
Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt.
Yeah, it's been a while. And you know, the thing is, they did a great job. You know, they did a great job penetrating the market. They got their t-shirts out there. They were everywhere. You'd look at it to see what, you know, location it was, Tokyo or London or something like that. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, somebody's going to have to be as old as I am to remember the name of these people. But there was...
I'm as old as you.
Yeah, but I don't think you'll remember it. You might.
All right.
Okay. A long time ago, Chase, a long time ago, I don't know if you heard, there were 8-track tapes and cassettes. That was it was a tape that that had songs on it, which was really, really neat.
Well, we used to play similar things, commercials here at the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
And, parts,
and in addition to being able to buy those types of underground tapes, you could buy blacklight posters and paraphernalia that might be having to do with drawing smoke into your lungs from things other than tobacco.
Oh.
Okay. And I can't remember for the life of me what this chain was, but honest to goodness, they had 4 locations. Los Angeles, New York, Austin, and College Station.
Huh.
And they would advertise in the Rolling Stone. I remember seeing it. I was about 19 at the time. And I wish I could remember their name, but they had the guy, and he held his hands out, his arms out, Christ-like, because he had long flowing hair. And there were the 4 names, you know, 2 on each side, and it said Los Angeles, New York, Austin, College Station, Texas, in their ads that they ran every week. And it was, and I wish I could remember it again. It would take somebody as old as I am to be able to remember that. But again, that was almost when we had a head shop in College Station, if you know. All right, guys, this is going to shock you, I believe, because it certainly shocked the folks in charge. Did you know that 40% of U.S. American 20-somethings have never picked up a bottle of a brew once known as the King of Beers?
Really?
40? 40%.
You know, regardless of your viewpoint on drinking, if I'm Anheuser-Busch, I'm wondering how much of my... My consumer base is getting gray.
Well, executives at Anheuser-Busch freaked out when that number hit them. They have launched a new ad campaign designed to address all those people who recently got out of college and can't find a job. Here we go. Mm. Anheuser-Busch has announced it will host a national happy hour.
Does it start in a minute here?
Yeah, really.
Does it start at 9?
No.
5 o'clock somewhere.
It's going to be on September the 29th. That's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
The brewer will distribute a 500,000 free samples. Did I say free? No more than 12 ounces of Budweiser at restaurants and bars in certain states, and they're not telling us which ones yet. Budweiser once owned more than a quarter of the U.S. beer market. That share is now 9.3%. Get that.
Well, I'd look for a place, but, you know, I have church on Wednesday. So.
Hello?
Hey, even with that statistic, I have it on good information. Budweiser is still number 2 in the world.
Is that right? Well, that's interesting. But, now, what's the name of the... InBev?
InBev, yeah.
InBev. They're the ones who bought Anheuser-Busch. And, you know, that's fine worldwide, but if you are seeing... your base market in the United States shrank from 25% to 9.3%. You better do something. Hello?
Oak Willys.
I'm sorry?
Oak Willys?
Oak Willys?
O-A-T Willys.
Oat Willys. That's Willys. The shop he was talking about, you were talking about.
No, that's not
it. Oh, it's not it?
No, that's it. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. Budweiser once owned more than a quarter of the market, down to 9.3%. Anheuser-Busch will temporarily sink 90% of their ad budget into Budweiser. They will ignore Bud Light, Bud Light Golden Wheat, and some of the other brands that they have. Plus,
if those people that they're talking about are drinking Bud Light instead of Budweiser, would you not be content to still have them in the fold, so to speak?
Well, understand that. But
because people are so health conscious now. I mean, you know, they think that drinking a Bud Light is better than drinking a Budweiser.
Well, the other thing they'll have to do probably, though, is then they would have to change their brew schedule, and the production situation would have to shift a little bit. Hello?
You know, as a connoisseur of malted and hot beverages,
yes.
I
simply say that life is way too short to drink that cheap beer.
Hey, Tom here, visiting with Brian from Gold and Silver Buyers. Brian, does Gold and Silver Buyers only buy scrap gold?
We buy all precious metals, gold, silver, platinum in any condition. We also buy diamonds, watches, sterling silver flatware, and coins. Just bring it into our store, located right here in town, and get an instant quote. And with Gold and Silver Buyers, you always know you're getting the most for your items. That's our guarantee.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M. Visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Pastor R.C. Linton. I pastor here in Navasota, Texas, St. Martinville Baptist Church. I come to encourage us to buy our automobiles from Team Auto here in Navasota.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi. In this business, people are always asking, what's the best time of the year to buy? When are the incentives the best? When is there 0%? Well, now's the time. The 2010s, they got to go. So come to Team Ford, Team Auto, and Navasota and get yourself a great deal.
They've been an indisputable force on the international jazz scene for more than 40 years. Now, these 10-time Grammy Award winners bring their vocal prowess to Rudder Auditorium to kick off the new Opus season, direct from New York City. Get ready for jazz legends, the Manhattan Transfer.
5,000 light years from Birdland, but I'm still preaching the rhythm.
These ambassadors of harmony will hit the stage of Rudder backed by an equally explosive band for an electrifying opening night concert.
Now you go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
MSC Opus presents the Manhattan Transfer, sponsored by Allstate, Saturday night, September 25th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, visit mscopus.org or call 845-1234. That's 845-1234.
Wouldn't that be cool if a radio station had a pair of tickets to Manhattan Transfer? That would be, just be
amazing. Wish we knew of one.
I do, too.
Do we need to call them? Yeah. Do we need to call a radio station here in town?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're the ninth caller, you can't even do that very well.
And don't strain your voice. You're going to have to use it later. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm not going to talk the rest of the day.
If there was somebody out there who actually wanted to see the Manhattan Transfer, hear the Manhattan Transfer, and if all they needed was to, yes.
And at the same time, see them and hear them.
That's right. And to all they would have to do is call a radio station and ask for tickets. Now, maybe it needs to be somebody who hasn't won anything from there. That would be kind of fun.
I think that would be certainly fair.
Yeah. Have you won anything from us before?
Absolutely.
Oh, have you? Well, I'm going to do a thank you. No, he's all right. No, he said he had. Have you won anything from us before?
Well, it's been a while.
Well, define a while.
Six months.
No, I got to go.
6 months.
I got to go. Thanks. Because these are expensive tickets. Hello? No. Thank you. I appreciate you just hanging up.
Dang.
No, that's okay. Have you won something from us before?
I have not, no.
Really? Okay. So who are you?
Bobby Walker.
Okay. Now, you know we have the CIA. We can check on this. You know, we can see if you've ever won anything. Okay. What do you do, Bobby?
I work for Texas Energy.
Oh, do you? Now, tell me your last name again.
Walker.
Bobby Walker. I don't remember a Bobby Walker. Tom, do you remember a Bobby Walker?
Don't remember.
Chase, do you remember a Bobby Walker?
No,
I'm checking the database right now.
Oh, are you okay?
Walker. Right. Are you Robert Walker?
No. All right. Hey, Bobby, the Manhattan Transfer is at Rudder tomorrow night, and if you will go to the ticket window, actually what you need to do is hang on a second, okay? Will you do that for me?
Yeah, our producer will give you the information.
Yeah, it's going to sound a lot like Scott.
Sure. Anyway, Bob, yeah, our producer. Yeah, you're talking to him right now. Anyway, that's...
We need a producer.
You think
everybody at this radio station has a producer except us.
You know, you're right.
Yeah,
you know?
Louis goes through them like water.
Yeah. And they're nice looking ladies. You know, nice looking girls, I should say.
Okay, here's the first problem, Tom.
We'll take an ugly guy producer. Okay.
Here's the first problem.
Yeah.
The show starts at 6.
Oh, yeah.
That
like,
hurts a little bit.
You want me to get to work? I can be here at like 10:30.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. In past commercials, I've wondered why anyone would want to get an insurance quote by going to some automated website when you could just as easily call W.E. Gibson Insurance and get the personal service of a local experienced agent at rates that are just as low or lower than those online sites. Well, the truth of the matter is that W.E. Gibson has a website that you can log on and get a quote. But our website is a little bit different. different. You put in most of the same information that other sites require, but instead of getting an automated quote that may or may not be best for you, you get a phone call from us. That's right, we call you to discuss your individual needs and to guide you through the complicated insurance buying process. So, if the internet is your thing, go to WEGibson.com and get your quote that way. You will get the same exceptional service and low rates that W.E. Gibson is known for. But if you don't want to mess with all that, just call us at 979-694-1555 or come by our office in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie and let us do the work for you.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
A lot of talk about, did you hear about Oliver Stone being on the Joy Behar show?
Oh, I bet they were talking some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, well, they got he's got the movie coming out
right
today.
So he's on because he's plugging his movie. Yeah,
yeah, right.
He called W stupid. Said former VP Dick Cheney was, quote, a very dangerous man. And said Sarah Palin is for voters who can't think at all. He also compared conservative voters to the KKK.
Nice.
And joked that liberal states like New York and California should secede from the Union.
Go for it.
Yeah, please.
Go for it.
Would you do that? We'd be more than happy for you to do that.
Mm. Just keep in mind you will forego any future assistance from the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because you know what? California wouldn't make it.
No, you're right.
We'd foreclose on them tomorrow. And all you hippies would be simply
like,
out of luck.
Man, we'd be like trash. We'd have to go to like Oregon. All right. Anyhow, in Germany, a surgeon arrested for allegedly attacking two colleagues right in the middle of an operation.
Oh, my.
44-year-old ear, nose, and throat specialist Kehan B. has been given a suspended sentence. Police say that he punched his anesthesiologist. I'll show you good now. I'll knock you out right here. Then
I said give her more.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You want a piece of me right now?
Yeah, right. Then knocked him to the ground and started kicking him. Then a 60-year-old male nurse tried to stop the fight. The guy elbowed him in the chest. The entire incident happens while a patient was on the operating table waiting for the nasal surgery.
Are we going to do anything down here?
Yeah. Oh, Lee. What in the world? I would, you know, wouldn't you like to have heard the little dialogue that was going on before that happened?
No kidding. We could only hope that you know someone would have been observing that operation, but yeah. Apparently they weren't. No. It'd be on YouTube by now.
Right, it would. So did you hear about, speaking of YouTube, YouTube has pulled this footage. Katy Perry popped into the old set of Sesame Street this week to spend some time with Elmo.
Yeah.
She went on to do a song, I don't know, Hot and Cold for You, I think it's what it's called. But anyway, she wore a very low-cut dress. And mommies and daddies from around the country pretty much fired off some angry letters to PBS complaining that the dress was a bit much for their toddlers to see. Big Wigs took a look at it and, in fact, got rid of that episode and they yanked the video off YouTube of Katy Perry running around with Elmo.
Elmo followed her out the door, though.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Katy Perry is pretty much the one celebrity crush that I have.
And
there's not much that she could wear and be modest. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, there you go. Turtleneck. All right, on this date in history.
Gunny sack.
Love this part.
Don Budge in 1938 won the U.S. Tennis Open, and that made him the first player to win all four majors, as in 1938. 1948, the Honda Motor Company was founded, and that's what they were, a motor company. And then they just built stuff around their motors.
We drive one of them now.
Yeah, and you know you can mow your lawn with them and sit on them and ride. And 60 Minutes premiered 1968, and in 1998 the redesigned $20 bills 1998 came out. All right,
there you go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
At the movie theaters, the aforementioned Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps opens today. 54% of failing grade on Rotten Tomatoes. You again. This is Kristen Bell, Jamie Lee Curtis, Betty White has a cameo in it. It gets a 16%.
Yikes.
And and the animated Legends of the Guardian, the Owl of Gahool. This is Sam Neill, Jeffrey Rush's voice.
Gosh, I'm so there.
Yeah, 49%.
Yeah, surprise is that high.
That's right. Eddie Fisher died at the age of 82, complications from hip surgery. Was married to Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor and others.
We're back Monday.